see where the names are?
Shit.
All right, guys, we are live.
Hello.
Robot Variety Show.
Hi.
With your hosts, Johnny Honeysuckle and Joey Radish. And James Flappy Nuts.
I don't know if those names are going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to stay. But anyway, guys, it is January 30th, 2020, and this is the first, I guess, real
1.5
stream casting pod happenings that we're doing for us today, the Robot Variety Show.
So, the first one, the experiment. Episode zero, the lost episode, was an absolute shit show.
It was a terror. It was a nightmare.
But we learned a lot.
We've learned a lot from it. We've not only learned, but we've adapted, and we have we've tweaked and our settings, and we've got everything down pat. And
I wouldn't say that, but that's okay.
And we're gonna watch James's dog lick his balls on the couch here in about 10 minutes.
He's a groomer.
So how's everybody doing today?
Well, great. There's no one here. So.
Excellent.
Hey, you're home alone? James, you're home alone?
Am I? No, I'm not.
Oh.
Donna's sleeping.
In the other room. Yeah. My spouse is wide awake in the other room.
She'd be in bed already.
Yeah, no, she took tomorrow off, so.
Oh, very nice. I'm working a whopping 4 hours tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That's good. It's good to be the kid.
So, what are we going to start off with, Joe? We're going to start off with quick bios of each of us?
Yeah, I think so. Just to kind of, you know, if people want to follow us or, you know where we're coming from, then we can kind of maybe explain what the show is about and talk about each of our, you know, like what we're into and our point of view. First off, John, go ahead and maybe clue everyone in on what the show is about. I know you're big into social causes.
Yes. Mostly social justice stuff.
Yes.
UNICEF, stuff of that nature. God, no.
Is that like Halloween?
This is a show about just shit. Shit we like to talk about. Shit we enjoy. Coming from the 70s, 80s, 90s, from pop culture, toys, movies, comics, television. We do cosplay, which you don't like the term cosplay.
Yeah, I like costuming.
With costuming. So we build a lot of costumes. We're into that kind of stuff. So just all around good, healthy, hearty, fun. Maybe we'll have a whiskey review every now and again.
Would you say that we are like beta men based on those interests?
Define beta men.
Yeah, one would think that, but I don't think that's the case.
No, you're not. We're not estrogen filled.
No.
No. Okay. Good. All right. Good. Yeah, because I like those things. But I also want to fight dudes. So you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Well, I think you really.
I hit the nail on the head.
Boy, if that didn't lure people in with that. I mean, wow. Okay, that's excellent. So, hey, since you know you already have the floor, tell us about yourself.
So, and Joey's the sound effects guy, by the way. He's Jimmy Sound Effects. So let's see. I'm in my 40s ish. The guy with the horrible facial hair over there is my brother, much younger than me. His original name was Oops.
I was conceived on a toilet seat.
He was the Oops. So I grew up in New York. We have a live audience, tape for a live studio audience. I grew up in New York, Long Island. Long Beach to be exact. I lived there until I was 16 years old and moved to the beautiful, sunny state of Florida.
Shithole Florida. Sorry.
And here we are, Southwest Florida. Just loving, living. You know, she's just a woman. I'm here. I'm enjoying it. I train dogs for a living. That's what I do.
And in the so, what kind of stuff are you into? What are your turn-ons? What do you, I mean, what do you like? What
the Amazon the, position just, in particular.
Obviously, you could tell.
So I like the collection.
Just a hair away from being pegged.
I collect a lot of shit. I really curtailed my Star Wars collection just because the directions that the new movies took and the prequels, it kind of killed it for me. But I'm happy to say that the Mando has re-sparked my love for the Star Wars franchise. But I'm into horror. I love horror. I'm that type of guy, I guess. I don't know. I'm into collecting a bunch of shit, just like you are.
I don't know what you're talking about. But the prequels, no good? Thumbs down?
No, not a total thumbs down, but just not as great as I envisioned them when I was, you know, 10 and 11, thinking about what could happen with Star Wars, I guess.
Okay. And what are you drinking there?
I got some, I think this is St. Augustine whiskey. St. Augustine whiskey. It puts hair in your chest.
Okay. Your testes.
All right, well, that's good. Now we know a little bit more about you.
A little bit about me.
Good. All right, James.
I want to remain a mystery. I just want to be the guy who, like, pulls
just
shit up on the internet.
Computer guy who checks our shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What can you at least maybe explain what your role is?
I look shit up on the internet, and then I put it on the stream. That's what I do. And then I cut in when you guys say some funny shit. I try to be witty.
And then you also are involved in dogs?
I am. Not sexually, but...
I see. Okay, great.
So I just want to bring up a picture of the Amazon position for those who are...
Oh, God,
familiar.
Don't. No, you can't put that on your thing.
No, it's just clip art. It's clip art. It's nothing excessive. But those who are wondering what it is...
We're banned. We're done. This is not for this podcast. Definitely, is not for children.
It's not. There's a disclaimer on this podcast.
Hide your children. Hide your wives.
But that was it. I just want to
thank you.
Throw it out
there. Because they'd be Amazon and everybody up in here.
Yeah.
So Joey Rabbit, talk to us about yourself.
I am a adult male.
Great hair. With great hair, by the way.
Yeah. You know. Think.
It's looking slick today, buddy.
Thank you. You know, I'm in my mid 40s, and the
way
hairline
is way mid 40s.
You know, age is just a number, but the hairline has been holding out pretty strong. It's going a little gray, but I can deal with that. That's
looks
not
good.
A problem.
Looks good.
You know, a lot of men in my family, you know, were laid to rest with a full set of hair before their corpses were burned. And, but yeah, so, you know, that's important. And, yeah, so I'm also from New York. I was born in Amityville.
Tell us about Amityville. Do we know something about Amityville?
It's a horror show.
It was a Dutch colony and a Dutch settlement, and I think they built or killed or massacred some Native Americans. And
that's racist.
You know, I mean, well, that's pretty much
and that's what happened at the time. I mean, we're just stating facts.
Well, they always
I know.
It,
I'm just
like,
saying
kind of horror thing. But basically, if that's the case, the entire United States is haunted.
Yeah,
because you know, it was built on an Indian burial ground. It's haunted. Okay. So,
I've been to Amityville. It's very unassuming. There's really not a lot going on there.
It's very small, sleepy little town with, you know, the demons are just laid back.
People hear Amityville and they're like, oh, you know.
Yeah. There was a famous mass murder in the 70s. The Ronald DeFeo killed his family. He said the devil made him do it. Then there, in the early 80s, there was another murder there. Some kids were doing like a satanic ritual or something, and one of them was murdered, and then...
I mean, that's what I do on the weekends.
Yeah.
Satanic rituals, murdering people.
So, but yeah, I'm from there. I came to Florida. I'm a veteran of our nation's military. And
thank you for your service.
Hey, you know
God
what?
God bless you.
Welcome.
Bless you.
Hey.
And your family.
You know,
thank you.
I just hope that my contribution allows us the freedom here to speak. You know?
It has. It does.
Yeah. Great. I might not agree with everything you two say, but God damn it, I will defend your right to say it. So, I don't agree with John getting Amazon, but you know, I fought for his right.
You did, and I thank you for that. God bless you.
And so I've involved in my career is in governmental relations, and I've been at that for over 20 years now. And getting there. It's a high speed job. I enjoy it. And basically, yeah, I'm your typical kid. You know, I entered the 80s a boy, and I left it a man. I've been married 23 years. I dabble in landlording and other things, but I also now live in Florida, not too far away from these two. And my big things are comic books. I'm not so much up on the most current ones, but, you know, I have the long box is full and full.
Sorry.
No, somebody needs to mute.
It's a Mandalorian. It's a Mandalorian.
Mandalorian's calling, and you better answer that one. And then I like Star Trek. I like Star Wars. And I think the Trek is where we're really going to... That's going to be Virginia, West Virginia.
There's going to be a rubbing point there with the Star Trek.
Because you...
That's where we diverge in our likes and dislikes for stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I understand the whole Star Trek thing. I get it. I know that it's been around forever, and, you know, it's deep. It's got some deep stuff, but I'm just not that into it.
Yeah.
Personally.
I think that's a flaw on your part, but I'm also, I like Alien franchise. I like collecting, obviously, different things, a lot of stuff from the 80s. I do also costume. I don't cosplay, and then I like playing old video games, anything 80s, love the Ghostbusters, dystopian fiction, post-apocalyptic. I do miniature wargaming, old-style role-playing games, pen and paper. I enjoy cooking. I am a supercar owner,
you
stated
are.
Earlier.
That you are.
I own a vehicle, a car that stock goes 180 miles an hour top speed, and I like to drive it like that.
You do. I have video.
I do, and it is very expensive. It's constant maintenance, but I love it. And I'm also an aviation enthusiast. I was involved in aviation in the military, and I like film. I really like sitcoms, probably more than most people.
The average person. But you like old sitcoms.
Yes. Yes.
You literally could sit down and watch old sitcoms. Like, on a day home, Joey's watching 80s sitcoms.
I can plow through season 3 of Mr. Belvedere, no problem, and take a whole day to do so.
How about Balky and Cousin Larry?
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, God, you love that shit.
That's probably one of the funniest sitcoms ever made.
It's,
and we'll get into
good.
That. We'll do a whole episode.
Yeah, that's a whole episode in itself.
America or Birth. I like.
Oh, question, laddie.
I like discussing politics and also.
But not here. What are we only discussing here on this podcast? Only the politics of dance. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also am a history junkie, and I love history and military history. And like I said, aviation history. You know, like I said, I was a flight crew, and so I really enjoy that. And that's basically it. I mean, I'm pretty much just your typical middle class American schnook.
So would you say that you're not... Hang on, James, one second. I just want to reach the subject with Joey real quick. Would you say that you're not as much into the current pop culture as you are the retro pop culture?
I am. For some reason, a lot of it has let me down, but there's still some really great stuff. I mean, there's some
I feel like I'm always one-upping you on... you know, this stuff coming out or that happened or, and you're going, you know, I feel that I'm more in touch with the current pop culture than yourself. Maybe just a little bit.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely Generation X. You may be millennial. I'm not sure.
No, I'm an X.
So maybe that's why. I don't know. You know, but you're a generation, you guys are more active and, you know, and
I think the kids kind of keep me, my children keep me on with the latest trends and stuff, the happenings in popular culture.
I would say I'm pretty up on it. I just,
Okay. Do you know what the replacement for Vine is? I'm just checking.
TikTok.
No, so, wrong. You're wrong.
Wrong, sir.
Fight. Check out our Byte page. So Robot Variety Show. No, I don't.
But like anime, things like that. Yeah, you're right. I don't know much about it. Like I said, I'm kept up with comics. Music, I'm all over the place. I definitely probably do like older music better. But I don't think the new stuff is... like, I'm not an age person. I don't think any generation is better than the next. I think we all give and all have our faults. And, you know, part of my job was to train younger people, and I always, you know, try to win their respect and teach them from a place of commonality. I'm not really into that. And yes, maybe I miss a few things. I mean, I'm not up on like what's the newest purses and things like that, like you are, but, you know, in fashion. Oh, John. Woo!
Wait, who watches The Bachelor here? When we have our Bachelor episode, who's going to be helming that one?
That's all right.
Okay.
I watch it. I love it.
Okay.
See, okay. I'm secure. there's nothing to be even weird about. That's a great show. I can't believe you don't watch it.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I can't. I just couldn't get into it. Now, Big Brother, you put a little Big Brother on. Whew, I'm in it. I'm in it, buddy.
Watch that. That is probably my, what do you call it? I would say that's my guilty pleasures. Or, you know, I don't watch like Kardashians and
right.
a lot of that stuff, but I do kind of like the major network reality shows, and especially the cooking Bake Off things and all that shit I watched too.
Have you seen The Circle yet on Netflix?
No.
It's a reality show. I was one episode in, I was done. It was just so fucking annoying.
What's it about?
It's kind of like a Big Brother, but they're in like a big apartment building, and they all have separate apartments. And the only way they can communicate with each other is through like a Facebook type app. But it's so fucking stupid because it's like, computer, send a message to Judy. Da-da-da-da-da. Hashtag, you know, exploding head emoji. It's so horrible. But that's the entire show. And they could set up, like, fake accounts. So, like, the one is a girl, but she's not the girl that she's portraying on the program that they have. And they try to get people to like them, and they vote each other off. So it's like Big Brother, except through a computer or just through Facebook. And it's a shit show. The kids love it. Oh god, the kids love it.
It sounded like it would have been better if it just was like, I mean, it sounded like it could be good. Like, hey, we're having these people live in the same apartment complex, and then like kind of force them to interact. But
wasn't there a Black Mirror episode about that? They lived in a box. Do you remember that? And it was a computer, and they had to talk to the computer. There was a Black Mirror episode.
Computer.
That's exactly what it is.
Computer.
I'm telling you, just look up a snippet of that. It's a fucking shit show.
Order anal beads, computer.
Oh, God. All right, James, tell us about yourself.
He wanted to be a mystery.
Oh, that's right. You're
yeah,
a mystery.
I'm a mystery. Yeah.
You're an enigma. Sap.
All right, speaking of mystery and Joey talking about aviation, all right?
Joey.
So I came across this tweet.
Oh, right? God.
I'm going to put it up on the page.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Don't let it be.
All right. So it's about Kobe. All right. It's pretty interesting. God. Listen. Just watch. Okay?
He was a hero.
So his helicopter is black and gold. All right?
I thought it was black and red.
Black and gold. They have a picture
of
it.
Was he renting it, or was it his?
All right, watch the number. Nora, oh, 7-2, Edward,
EX.
X-ray, right?
Okay.
The crash site where they were at is a blue and white helicopter with the same number.
Wait, is this up on the screen?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to look at the Twitch page to see it.
Well, isn't that fun?
Can you share it in the chat to him, James?
No.
No. Oh, great. I'll just go on the Twitch page.
Yeah, pull it up on the page. Don't be a fucking peasant, Joey, okay?
Whoa, Jesus, okay.
NTSB searches for answers. So, he had a Sikorsky
yes.
S-76.
Same exact helicopter, yeah. Different paint job.
I thought the tail numbers had to be different. Can you confirm that, Joey? Oh, well, obviously this guy, Nico Falone, Nikki Phoebe on fucking YYtube.
It's from Kobe CNN, motherfucker, yeah, NBC Kobe News.
Oh, God. You love the conspiracy theories.
I'm just saying, it's a little weird.
You got
I
proof.
I find it weird. Are we ready? Oh, black and gold? Oh, no. Blue and white.
But it doesn't take much to paint a helicopter.
Motherfucker, really?
How many viewers have we lost so far?
Why would he paint it from black and gold to blue and white?
Why would he fake his death? Can we? This is hot news. We're not into. Hot
I don't
news
know yet. Why. I'm not. I have no idea why.
All I know
I'm just
is
saying
I
it's kind of weird.
All I know is I fly around in a helicopter from Vietnam, and Kobe flies in a multi-million-dollar helicopter, and he's dead. So just
exactly, he has a Nike check on that bitch. Why would he repaint it?
Okay, I see.
All right, moving along.
This is hot news.
Oh God, you need to learn your problems.
It's all right. It's okay.
All right, so
anyway,
what are we moving on to next?
Continue.
Moving on to
all I know.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Very controversial. Very.
Oh boy.
I mean, you're about controversy, James.
Yeah, I am
about that controversy life.
That's
just how you do.
I think it's when they say too soon.
Well, if any of our viewers remember from our first episode, episode 1, we actually broke the Kobe Bryant death news live on the air.
And that kind of got away from us.
Yeah, I think he said he got hit with a missile fired from Syria. Was that the original?
No, Russia. It was Russia. It was
Russia,
a Stinger missile.
A lot of people died. There was a lot of people in that helicopter.
There was. That was a big helicopter. Whew,
there was a lot of people in there. And,
sounds like bullshit to me. Just saying.
Okay.
Sounds like a lot of people fucking faking their death.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, so that's some hot news. Yeah, so let's get into a little hot news talk here. Besides that, so John, I'm looking at the Jamboard and
what do you got?
Go ahead, baby, shoot your news at me.
So
like a t-shirt cannon, point blank, right in the face.
So I know you had some hot news up there ready, but the thing that struck me today as absolutely phenomenal hot news. Everybody, you know who Edward James is? He's a football player, played for the Colts. He's a running back, played for University of Miami. He's actually a local hero. He went to high school one county south of us in Immokalee. Anyway, I guess he runs, he's like co-owner of a nightclub up in Atlanta, and they're opening a pop-up nightclub in downtown Miami, and he's calling it Stripper Bowl, okay? He's literally traveling from Atlanta to Miami with $1 million in singles for the dancing ladies in Super Bowl. $1 million in singles.
Does it have to be a lady?
Well, I mean, that may not be my thing, but it's the $1 million Stripper Bowl.
What's not your thing?
I mean, I'm only going to go to see the ladies dance at the Stripper Bowl.
Why?
Whatever you like, whatever you're into, that's fine with me. But I thought it was amazing.
I'm into people, John.
James, can I share the screenshot here of
just
him
send me
sitting,
the link. Send me the link.
Okay. It's him sitting on $1 million of singles. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, you know, it's they're just trying to make money, man. They're just trying to help themselves along. And he wants to be ready. He wants to be ready for all this highfalutin cash that's going to be blowing around Miami this weekend.
Do you think
we're not that far? We're only 3 hours away. We should take a trip down there, I think.
Do you think this will be a classy event?
You know, if you look at some of the pictures, it's an inflatable tent that they're building, but it's like this upper scale laser light shows and
sounds like a good time.
It's probably going to be great. They're having a meet and greet session
with
Ray of Sunshine
up on the stream.
Yeah, I mean that's impressive.
Miami Gardens, yeah. Florida. Look at that guy. Looks like he just seized all that.
He sees it out of his bank account, and I looked it up. He has a net worth of $40 million.
Wow. Well, you had me at laser tent.
But yeah, he's from Immokalee, Florida. Yeah, started out with the Colts, went to the Cardinals, and then played for the Seahawks.
Good for him.
Retired in 2009.
So he's
retired 11 years. God, can you imagine that? 41 years old. God bless him.
And holding a stripper bowl. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and if something happens, he died doing what he loves, you know, and that's the way that we
can all that matters.
Yeah, we could all just pray to go that way.
I thought you were going to talk about that Chiefs player.
Which one?
The one that's coming out with all the Trump stuff on him. He's going to wear it on the field.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not an NFL. I don't claim to be an NFL follower. I'm not an NFL follower. I'm not a big football guy anyway. Baseball is. I like baseball. I like watching baseball. That's my
sport. Like baseball.
I like the baseball. But I just thought this is great that he's got. He's traveling from Atlanta to Miami with $1 million in singles. Hopefully he has receipts to show where that came
from.
So
what's he driving?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, so, Joey, what type of hot news do you have for us?
Is that it? Is that all you have?
I think right off the top for my hot news, I think that's all I have right now.
What about that Bolton testimony? I know you're really...
I'm riveted. I'm riveted about that.
So, yes, I do have some hot news. Hot. Not
hot
so
off
hot.
The presses? Is it hot off the presses?
So, let's talk about... All right, so, John and I, we are huge... fans of The Thing. And when I say The Thing, not the 1951 thing, but the John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, The Thing.
Did you like... I don't think I ever asked you. The 2011, are you in or are you out?
Me, personally? I liked it. It was alright.
I liked it for being a prequel. It was weird that they named it the same thing, basically, though.
Yeah.
James, what else would you call it, though?
James, I'm going to send you a picture to put up on the page
for
all our loyal watchers as Joey is telling us about The Thing.
Joey, what else would you call it though?
I don't know.
If you had a choice, what would you call it?
I mean, why not call it what the original book was called? Wasn't it
Who Goes There?
Yeah,
The Dang-a-Lang.
You're an idiot. All
right. So the thing is based on a book written by John W. Campbell, and it was called Who Goes There, and it's actually classified as a novella because it's smaller.
What are the restrictions on the novellas?
It came out. James looked that up. Difference between a novel and novella.
Okay. It has to be length.
Maybe one's just Italian.
spicy.
1938, this thing came out. And by the way, this guy, John Campbell... Go.
Just throwing this out here, but this is what the dictionary says. A novella is a short novel or long short story. Pretty much the same thing as a novel. I'm going to write a novella!
Just type in Google.
You're going to write a long short story.
Now, I know the difference between a novella and a telenovela.
first novel. Oh, wait, hold on. Novella. A novella is a short book. As such, a novella is considerably longer than a short story, but shorter than a novel. Ooh. A novella must be able to stand on its own as a book, but the exact word count is not set in stone. 30,000 to 60,000 words may be an appropriate length for a novella in most most markets. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
James, and now, what's a telenovela? What's a telenovela?
I think that's on TV in on Telemundo.
Oh, yeah.
So good I think shit. What you all just saw is a picture of John and I, and we do a thing costume. And
well, we didn't put it up yet. James is going to thanks for ruining the surprise for everybody.
Okay,
I'm putting it out.
What just happened?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
what are you doing, James?
I don't know. Your fucking thing is what the fuck, man.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Oh, because you opened up the chat. You got to save it and put it up there.
Oh, yeah. Stand by.
Oh, boy.
Don't
show those other pictures that you have there. The police will be at your house. FBI. We're a huge hit, by the way, with our...
It says you have 3 viewers. So,
that's good. That's a good thing. We're building our audience. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us, people.
Yeah. That's right. All right. So,
there's another one for you, James.
Who's that guy in the middle?
That would be the one and only Michael McLean.
I know.
Pleasurable guy. Nicest guy I've ever met in my life.
And we think he lives in a basement at Disney.
He lives under the Star Wars world, actually.
He's like Phantom of the Disney because he's always there. I mean, he lives in Orlando, but I don't think I've seen him really much.
Listen,
anywhere.
One time I showed up at Downtown Disney and he's literally walking out of like between two cinder blocks in a garage. I was like, where the fuck did you come from?
In a bathrobe.
It was amazing. Like did you get that second picture, James?
Yeah.
James?
I'm pulling up the first one.
Oh, there's the first one. I sent you 2. Pretty sweet.
So, you know, and McLean, you know, he's from Kentucky. And
when
you know,
he drinks, that accent
he gets very Kentucky. He is very Kentucky. Because he's
I
a well-spoken
it.
Guy. The only thing that puzzles me about him, and I love him, but... he's really into those new Star Wars movies.
He is. He loves the new Star Wars. We need to get him on the line and find out what his love and attraction is of the new Star Wars.
I know. I must crush the thing that he loves. So,
but I think we've discussed this before. He really should be the leader of the pack when we go to Spooky. And he's, you know, he knows everybody. He's that guy, you know? Just, God, I love him.
Such yeah, he, for whatever reason, he just kind of likes to just...
Mike, if you're listening to this, you should be the leader of the plaque. McLean.
Leader of the plaque?
Or the pack. Whatever. Maybe he has plaque. I don't know. Jesus, man. Leave the guy alone.
Has been to the dentist for quite a while.
Anyway, back to the thing.
the pictures are up, by the way.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I see them. Yeah, so I do like the thing creature. I wear that very hot parka in Florida.
Oh, you know what, James? I'm going to send you the other one where we did the whole display. Remember the year we did the whole display, Joe?
Yes.
God.
We literally set up in the middle of... we set up in the middle of the convention, our own table, set it up. People were taking their pictures.
Just
unauthorized.
Just boom, right in the middle.
Dude, that's the greatest thing ever. Oh my god. I almost forgot about that.
Just
fucking fantastic.
Didn't pay for a booth, just
no. Nope. But people, I think, weren't they coming up for autographs?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's getting pictures. Boy, if we had a little tip butt jar that day, we would have
cleaned up house.
Ah. And it even though we brought it out a couple times, it still never fails to please.
They love it.
And we add to it. I gotta really seriously add a lot.
I think you're talking about the face, and I think it's very plausible. You could do just an amazing, amazing face on that thing.
Well, I mean,
there it is.
I
there
mean,
it is,
we're, We're talking about a good starting foundation. So, all right. So anyway, back to the thing news. So, Blumhouse, which is a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, they're kind of behind the revival in horror a little bit, and they've had some hits, but they really kind of had a couple.
They've had some stinkers.
Some stinkers, but their business model is interesting. You know, the directors and the artists have a lot of freedom. He really doesn't get involved in that, Jason Blumhouse. Mm-hmm. He just finances it. He determines what your budget is, and you want it made or don't you? And as you can see, we end up with Halloween. We end up with, you know, Us. We end up with, you know, some
Us.
Really good movies. Well, that's a topic for another time, because that's, boy, a house divided on that, probably.
That is a house divided.
So anyway, we have the book, the novella, 1938. He writes it. He's an interesting guy, too.
I didn't do much research on him.
Yeah, he was a contemporary of Isaac Asimov, and they had some interesting interactions. I definitely read about him sometime. James, you go ahead and Wikipedia him. He had some very...
say the name again. What is it?
John W. Campbell. And he had, he was a prolific writer. But so he wrote this in 1938, Who Goes There? The book is a little different than the movies.
They take artistic liberty.
Yeah, well, especially that first one from 1951, the thing from outer space.
Which plays in Halloween on the TV.
So in that movie, I think it's the North Pole. It was played. The creature was played by James Arnaz, actor from Gunsmoke.
Desi's brother, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I'm going to piss.
We're right.
Oh, God.
And then,
ta-da!
So he'll get that information when he gets back. But anyway, that movie was in that movie, the creature was made out of vegetable matter. It's actually still a pretty good movie. You know, it's black and white. You know, as a kid, I didn't like to watch movies like that, but now I kind of do, especially if I want to fall asleep. But and then, of course, we have John Carpenter's The Thing.
The seminal.
I mean, just a piece of art in a lot of ways. And the thing about that movie is you can enjoy it on its face value.
The thing about
But there's
the thing.
Also deeper, you know, there's deeper questions.
A lot
in
of
the,
deep meanings in there.
Well, there's deep meaning, but I mean, not just thematically, but just like he doesn't spell everything out. You know, there's a lot of motives that are left up to the viewer. It's just that right mix of ambiguity,
right,
and explanation. You know, and if you go too far without explaining a movie or over explaining it, you can ruin it. And it is just poor.
It's a balance. It's a good balance.
And then we have the 2011 thing that came out, and it was pretty good. I mean, there was some CGI. I mean, obviously, you know that was going to happen.
But it
explained what happened at the Norwegian base. So it was really, it ended up being a prequel instead of a reboot.
Right.
And it actually was pretty good. I mean, it ends at the helicopter scene
when
where
they take
the
off.
Thing picks up, and you're like, wow, no shit.
Right.
You know, it all makes sense. But now this one is just, I don't think it has anything to do with those. And what this is, so a couple of years ago, they found a book written by Campbell, and I guess it was in a box. And what it is it's Who Goes There, but it's the longer version of it.
They added forty some odd pages to the story.
Yeah, and I guess it has a significant difference between the original. So he titled it Frozen Hell.
Right.
And I guess there was a Kickstarter to get this thing going, and it is published. You can read it now. But it
$6.98 on Amazon.
There you go. I might get it. Because I remember I got my dad the Who Goes There novella back in the day, because he's a huge thing. He got me into it. Perfect movie, music, everything. But so I'm not sure how I feel about this, because they say it's going to be a mixture between the old one,
right,
51, and John Carpenter's. But without those themes, without all that stuff, I mean, like I said, the 2011, it was neat. But it really wasn't.
So let me ask you a question. I don't think they've come out with an answer on this yet. But is Carpenter going to be involved in it? Because it's Blumhouse. So they already have access to him, correct?
Well, he had his hand in the Halloween reboot.
Right.
I don't know.
So you would think that maybe he'll have some type of creative hand in this? Yes, maybe?
Well, see, so they were smart. I think the only reason he got involved in the Halloween is because it really wasn't... If they tried to remake Halloween again like Rob Zombie did...
Yeah, no, he was out on that.
He would be out, I think. Yeah. Because,
he was out.
I mean,
he was out of-
let's be honest. Halloween is like a near-perfect movie, right? I mean, I think it's a movie that's held up. And right. I think the thing is, too, if I took somebody right now and watched this and I didn't tell them what year it was, other than the hairstyles and maybe
right.
the film stock, you wouldn't know what year it was made.
Right.
Because
there are
it,
a couple
it,
movies like that.
Yeah, and just trying to remake that, which the 2011 didn't. It prequeled it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna. I think when it's like when people talk about remaking Jaws, why? It's a perfect movie.
You can't
just
leave
it alone. So I don't know how I don't know how I feel about this movie. I'm against it. I'd rather just not.
Really?
Maybe make a sequel. Yeah, I'm against it. I'm gonna. I'll see it.
They're not calling it a reboot and they're not calling it a remake, so it's gonna be somewhere in between. It's going to be this extra 40-some-odd pages of material. Is it going to expand? So we don't even know. Is the story, is it after?
Well, John Carpenter's movie was different than the
book. Right.
Right, like some of the characters.
So are they going to be more true then? Are they going to be more true to the original
Well, I guess. But
version
it
of
was
it?
Written in 1938. I mean, if they make a thing version, you know... In 1938, that was before World War II. I mean, before
right.
the Nazis built their base down there in New Swabia, before they built their UFOs to go to the moon. But you know what's funny, though? Okay, we laugh about this, but let me tell you. James.
Look this
done,
up, James.
When you're done looking up Campbell.
Hit me.
You're very diligent about it.
He did look up
so
Campbell,
far,
by the way. It was up
great.
On the screen.
I did.
Look up Operation High Jump.
Operation Man in the High Castle.
1946?
Yes.
It's a good year.
So basically, when World War II ends, right?
Over.
So Germany explored Antarctica extensively prior to World War II. Because, you know, they were all over the place exploring. Nazi exploring.
Right.
And there was they claimed a territory down in Antarctica, and they called it New Swabia. And there were always rumors that they, you know, because remember, there were whaling stations and stuff like that on the coast of Antarctica for, you know, all throughout the 1800s and stuff. Some of them are still there. There was always rumors that there was a Nazi base down there of U-boats operating. It's funny that the war ends in 1945, and then the United States, and if you look at it, James, that read the article... There's a sizable U.S. fleet that goes down there. Are they just mopping up? What's going on?
Taking care of business?
Or yeah, why all the we just fought a war where tens of millions of people died. And hey, let's just go explore the Antarctic. Like, doesn't that seem strange?
Slightly strange.
Doesn't
Man,
it?
We have come
what was
off
the other
on
one,
hot
though?
News. We have expanded on hot news.
There was another one, though. It's like
the new Thing movie, all the way up to 1945, World War II, the end of World War II. But I mean, I guess if you put it in context, it's where we're at right now, I guess. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, things got a little conspiratorial.
It did. I think that's how we should end every segment, with some type of conspiracy theory segment. Like, we talked about, you know, we talked about good stuff, and then James ended it with Kobe Bryant not being dead.
Well,
and then we ended it with some conspiracies dealing with the Antarctic and the exploratory fleet.
I mean, it kind of all ties. It does tie together. I mean, now that movie I would watch. A Nazi base down there fighting. Now, and if you look at Operation High Jump, there were some casualties.
Oh. Due to ice or human losses? Exposure?
Polar bears? Nope.
There's no polar bears in the Antarctic.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, that's
human losses.
Has that been proven that there's no polar bears in Antarctica?
I think so. I think that sounds like it.
Okay. The science sounds fruity to me, but I don't like it.
No, they're in the Arctic Circle.
Okay. If you say so. I mean, you're the expert on the Arctic.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
moving along.
I come from an Arctic people. Did... So... I mean, what are you seeing, James, on your board about this high jump?
The human losses?
Gosh. Yeah.
Do you want to know about the
job.
Human losses?
This is right. The guy. Chime in, baby. Go on. Tell us what high jump is.
On December... do you want to know the human losses or the fucking timeline?
Sweet Jesus.
Give us an overview, baby. Take us on a journey.
All right. Operation High Jump.
Oh, God.
The United States Navy Antarctic Developments Program, 1946 to 1947.
Oh, he's got a little slur in his speech.
Hey. 45
it's on the it's on the screen, motherfuckers.
See, I can't see it. Hey, it's very we just fought a war in every continent. We just killed 45 million people. Hey, let's go see what penguins are all about.
Yeah.
Very fishy. Very fishy. Very fishy.
Interesting. So, maybe we could do a whole episode on that. What is your next hot news topic, Joey?
So, okay.
Moving along.
Okay, so American Crime Story. We love American Crime Story.
Love it.
Right? We had The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
It's on FX, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have... And James, I haven't forgotten about that James W. Campbell. Or John W. Campbell.
It was up there.
I know, but some of his views, they were pretty crazy, right?
Here, look. It's on Wikipedia
on
right
American,
now. Here it is.
Can we move on? Oh, my.
John, it's actually John W. Campbell.
John W. Campbell. What were some of those views?
What do you mean? You want me to read it?
Yeah, come on, man.
Dude, there's a lot, Joey. He has a writing career. He has an editing career. Influence,
yeah, but,
views.
But I think there's a part.
He has views
like,
on slavery, race, and segregation, medicine, and health. There's a lot. There's a lot here.
That's what I'm talking about. This is his crazy views. But come on, man. Let's put some meat on this.
Do you think for being such a prolific author that some of those views just get pushed aside?
Well, probably. I think part of it was apparently he liked to just play devil's advocate in any situation.
Okay. Okay.
Almost like a writing exercise.
Do you think he was the modern or the troll prior to the invention of trolls
on
the internet?
And he and Isaac Asimov, I guess, used to get into like debates and like...
So he would just say shit to piss people off.
But also, and if you look in there, though, it says, although he liked to play devil's advocate, it pretty much says, but he did hate the blacks.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
It's so strong.
He might have.
But I don't want to say it's amazing that they still push it forward to this day.
Yeah.
That he's popular, but oh well.
You know, hey.
So what do we have up next for...
Okay, so American Crime Story.
Yeah.
So the
My
People
God.
Versus O.J. was amazing, right? It was good.
Right.
You had Cuba Gooding Jr. He was actually that was a nice little rebound for him.
It was.
And you had John
and
Travolta.
He got arrested right after that.
Did he really?
Yeah, he got arrested for he was accused of rape. I'm pretty sure. Like
what?
Literally, right? Yeah, right after that.
Who?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
James, look up Cuba Gooding Jr. and rape.
Yeah, he just got arrested for it in New York. Let's see. Yeah, sexual abuse allegations on June 13th, 2019. He was booked on charges of misdemeanor, forcible touching, and sexual abuse in a third degree in New York City.
What's up?
He allegedly groped a woman. Yeah, he allegedly groped a woman at a bar in Times Square. Poor Cuba.
But
he
listen,
seems like a
do you think that's
Wait,
do you
mean,
think it's a real
Cuba?
Story though?
I don't know. I mean, you don't know. You know,
is that fake news? 14
but,
women.
Okay, so
come on.
But now, hang on. Now let's fast forward to December 19th.
All of a sudden,
22 women come out and accuse him of unwanted touching. So
okay,
who knows? I mean,
22.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's in Cosby
territory. You mean poor Cuba?
I meant pure Cuba until I saw that 22 women accused him. And
it says four,
one of
14 women.
One of those have to. This one.
I'm going to say poor 22 women.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys, I think a lot of these guys, when they have all that money, I think they think they could get away with that type of shit, you know?
I guess.
It was two decades ago. That's what it says.
That's what it says, yeah.
You know what, though?
I don't believe it.
No. Listen, you know what?
Just because he was Rain Man, all right?
He wasn't Rain Man.
He was a retard.
Moving on.
Yeah, so anyway... Cuba was good, at least good in that role. Now, my enjoyment of it is, I guess you can say, tampered. John Travolta.
That was a good part.
I think he was also accused of fondling a male masseur.
God in heaven, dude.
James, find out about John Travolta groping someone.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. Doesn't he have a house right in Tampa? Right outside of Tampa?
Somewhere in Florida. I know he has like a big jet.
He's got like a 747 parked in his driveway. You could Google map it and see it.
He looks like dog shit. Who's he groping these days?
So,
let's be honest,
Joey,
guys.
Have you seen, what is it called, The Fan with John Travolta? I think that was the name of the movie. That is a creepy fucking movie. Holy
he looks
shit.
Super fucking weird in that movie.
Oh, God in heaven.
Yeah.
All right, John Travolta was accused of groping... masseur's bare buttocks, exposing himself and making lewd suggestions to a 21-year-old man at a California hotel, according to police.
Wow.
It's an allegation, all right?
Yeah.
Allegation.
So
The People versus OJ.
Excellent.
Just for what was presented... Not the people involved.
Excellent, excellent.
Apparently everyone was a groper, but it was a good a good show. All right, let's move on. So the next one was American Crime Story, The Assassination of Giovanni Versace. That was, because that was with the Andrew Cannonan, who was a serial killer. And he just happened, he became a little more famous because he was involved with Versace. That was a very good series.
That was.
And the guy that played Versace, I thought was great.
Yes.
And
his sister as well.
So I was wondering if they were going to make another one, and they are. Later this year, you're going to have the Monica Lewinsky. It's American Crime Story, a Monica Lewinsky, it's called. And obviously we know what that one's about.
That's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. And by the way, the movie that Travolta was in, it wasn't The Fan, it was The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, okay.
Yeah, completely creepy movie.
Wasn't The Fan the one with Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro?
Yeah, which is another Hollywood star who's seen some hard times lately in jail. The Fanatic. The Fan, I think, was the same premise, but it was with a sports star.
But he was a tax evader, right?
He was a tax evader. Yeah. He may have been a roper. Who knows? The John Travolta when he's doing the part in the mirror before he goes and does the English Bobby. Hello, come now. Hello in the mirror. God in heaven. Woof. Creepy.
Did you feel a little sorry for him?
I'm just surprised that he played that role. I don't know. It was just weird.
I mean, not Travolta, but the character in that.
Moose just seems like he was pushed in the wrong direction, and he didn't get help from anybody around him, and it was downhill from there, he was hanging out with that girl that was his only real friend in the movie, and he was just trying to be famous out there, and it just didn't work for him, so... But yeah, I mean, you could definitely feel sorry for the character.
I haven't seen The Fan in a long time. Wasn't it?
That's been a long movie. Yeah,
wasn't he a knife salesman?
A knife salesman?
Robert De Niro in that? Wasn't he a salesman of some type, like involved in knives or something?
Oh, I don't know.
James, was he a knife salesman in The Fan?
The 1996 version of the fan, not the 1981 version. I think James is asleep.
The fan. He said 96?
Oh, yeah, he did. He sold hunting knives. You're right.
Hey! Look at that.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's another decent actor. Let's see, Gil. Yeah, he played just an absolute nut that was just obsessed with Wesley, right?
Yeah.
Man, weird.
Bobby Rayburn.
Yeah, two weird movies.
I mean, nothing takes the... I mean, I think Cape Fear was...
Oh, that was... Ugh, that was a mess.
Max Cady.
And that was a remake.
Yeah.
Of the 60s.
Whatever happened. I mean, Robert De Niro is really just...
He's
I gone. Mean,
have you seen The Irishman yet?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm scared of the 3-hour investment in it.
I mean, it's good. It's
where
not,
is it?
It's not. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
It's long.
Yeah.
But I think that Scorsese was still on his game. Uh-huh. But I think he should have chose different actors because they're just kind of past. I mean, I don't want to say because they're old, but I think De Niro. I mean, he's hit so many high notes.
Right.
He's done. I mean, yeah. And like you know, he had a nice career going with comedy.
Right.
And I think this movie, I think it was just past his prime for that. Pesci actually was different. He was kind of subdued. And
if you think about it, though, you haven't seen Pesci in a long time.
No, I thought maybe he was sick or something, but no, he was in this and he was good. You could tell he's gotten much older, much
older.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, they all have.
But he played very subdued. He didn't play typical Pesci as we knew him in the late 90s there.
Have you guys seen Last Blood, Rambo?
Yes.
Yes.
We sure did.
Thoughts?
Yeah. I thought Stallone looked horrible in it. Absolutely horrible.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I think they could have gone... What's that?
He's 80.
He's not 80. He's like 72. No, he's 7. He's the same age as Dad. They were born the same day.
Go to his...
Same
James,
year.
Go to Stallone. Go to his Instagram.
His Instagram?
He just posted a video. He's completely gray. He's got like white hair.
He looked... His face just looked a mess. Like... It just wasn't the Stallone that I knew growing up.
Well, he's older, man.
I know. But I think the story could have been better on...
I think it could have been...
Different.
I would have done it much different.
Well, tell us, Joey, tell me... Well, you know what? Can we save that for another podcast? Because your take on the new Rambo that you told me would have been amazing. So we need an entire episode dedicated to... The Joey Radish Joey Radish movie treatments because it was actually really good. Your story was much better than the story that they came up with.
I don't know why there's not a Chinook hovering over my house ready to snatch me up.
So stand by, fellow listeners and followers, because we're gonna have the Joey Radish tales of movie treatments that he has several that are really better than the movies themselves.
The Friday the 13th reboot.
Oh, yeah. God. That one? Chills.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of, let's move into Obi-Wan Kenobi news.
Oh, boy. And your treatment of Obi-Wan Kenobi is just phenomenal.
I'll save that. People may have gotten a preview at Episode Zero.
Yes.
Where you mostly just laughed at me, but still. So it's been halted, the series.
It has.
Yeah.
Now, is that rumor and conjecture, or is that...
No, it's official, but it's not over. It's just they're, I guess they're paring it down from 6 episodes to 4, and they're going to resume in the summer. So who knows what?
Can we touch on something real quick here?
Touch away.
Just on something real quick. So I've gotten into... I downloaded that NBC app, and they have tons of old... television shows. Buck Rogers, Battlestar Galactica, Night Stalker, just a ton of old television shows. And what I've noticed is, so you get a Stranger Things, right? And you get all the modern TV series. that people are just completely into. The Mandalorian, all these new things. You get 8 episodes, okay? Back in the day, a season was like 22 one-hour episodes. That's insane. Up to 24 one-hour episodes. Think about that.
That's a lot.
Think about you sitting down. You're not going to binge watch 24 episodes in a day on Netflix. I mean, I guess theoretically you could, but I don't see it happening. But can you imagine if you had 24 episodes of Stranger Things in a season? I'd be goo goo for gaga.
I think that is what, like, separates our TV. Like, you ever watch British shows? They sometimes only go, like, 6.
The Toast of London.
The Toast of London. Mitch.
Toast of London.
Hey, Jim Sally episodes. Says Rambo is not a story. It's real life.
Oh. Oh. Touché, my friend. Touché. You do love you some Rambo. You think it was the best trilogy? Yeah, I think it was a good trilogy. Starting from the first one, second and third were my favorite.
And then it's even the one Taken.
Even the one that came out from what year was that one released? When he went to he wasn't in Vietnam, was he?
Cambodia.
Yeah,
Cambodia. That was it. Yeah.
He zip lined in. He rescued some dogs.
No,
what
he was.
What the hell are you guys talking about? No. So first blood was in the United States.
Yeah.
Second one,
Seattle.
He went back to Vietnam.
Yes. Third one, he was in Afghanistan.
And then the fourth one, he was in Burma.
Burma, that was it.
He was capturing cobras.
He was capturing cobras. Yeah, yes.
He was.
Well, they milk. They milk them over there for
them. I must suck the poison out. They make drinks out of their venom.
I do.
Well, and they make antidote too from all the horrible bites.
I think you inject that into a horse, and then the horse blood creates antibodies. I'm not a professional, but...
You're not a professional cobra milker?
No. A professional milker, but maybe just not a cobra milker.
Just a snake milker? Yeah.
So, I digress. Where were we? Oh, the episodes.
Yeah.
24 episodes a season. Just insane.
That's a lot.
We're getting gym nowadays. These kids, do you think it's because they can't keep their attention onto something for so long?
Rambo is Rambo is all languages. I don't know what that means, but all right, Jim.
I think what happens is...
Rambo!
Listen,
Rambo.
Jim, just follow and subscribe.
Yeah, give us our first follow, Jim. Come on, buddy.
Come on, Jim.
We like you. You like us.
Number off. Get Jim on the horn.
Yeah, Jim Sally, call us up.
Fucking call up, buddy.
Jim, call us up. We have the
phone lines are open. Jim,
the phone line is open, Jim. If you want to call up and talk about Rambo with us,
yeah,
we will change our show around and talk about Rambo.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. Call in. 646-450-8052. You'll be live on the air.
Do you have any Rambo figures?
No, I don't have any Rambo figures. They had some cool NECA Rambo figures, though. Man, I got some Commando ones and Terminator.
No, I'm talking the 80s cartoon Rambo. How dare you?
Are you drinking what is that?
It's that Waterloo.
Oh, Jim Sally just followed.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks
Jim
for the follow. Boom, look at that.
Thanks a lot.
Jim Sally.
We'll fucking
to you, my friend.
Do it live.
Jim Sally just followed. Give him a toast. Give Jim Sally a toast. You know what I had, Joey? I had the RPG rocket launcher, the Rambo RPG rocket launcher.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great, dude. We used to play out in the streets. You could get away with carrying that shit around.
Yeah,
a child's RPG.
Back in now. Jim's going to call in. I'm going to go urinate. So, bear back.
Well, don't urinate. God damn, dude. You're a pisser, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I have a small bladder.
James, I'm going to... Listen, you need to put this up. I did. You know what, Joey? I did have the toys. Because now I remember the rocket launcher had the string on it. You could pull the string, and it would shoot the RPG out the front of it.
Like your
and there was a
gun.
There was a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. But no, there was a cartoon, but they had figures for it. Do you remember the figures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And did they have... what was the intro for that cartoon?
Oh, Christ, dude.
Hey, Jim Sally needs to feed his animals first. Jim, what kind of animals you got, buddy?
Oh my God, James is so drunk.
He doesn't work tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I'm off. I'm off call. Fuck it.
Him and Jim are gonna hit tractor bait here soon.
James, I just sent you a picture in the chat.
That's great.
He's out there feeding the cows up in the field. Yes, I do remember the toys, though. Now, you know, okay, so I'm going to confess, and I think I've told you this before, Joey. I have a horrible, horrible memory. A lot of my childhood has been erased due to chemotherapy.
You were an altar boy, too, right?
I was an altar boy, yes, I was.
That's maybe for
That's
the best,
shit
right?
got weird.
I went to Catholic school for 9 years of my life.
Yeah,
nine.
So maybe it was a mercy.
Years of my life. That I still have some odd vivid memories of back then.
Oh.
But, yeah, I've three rounds of chemotherapy have wiped my brain cells clear.
Well, I feel like the Lord has sent me to jar your memory.
Well, and what's funny is I'll look at stuff and I'll be like, oh, shit, I remember that. Like when Carl posted the other day about The Wizard. Do you remember The Wizard? That was the greatest fucking show. What was it, 86 that the show came out, or 84? I can remember watching that show.
With the dwarf, right?
Yes, with the dwarf. It was phenomenal. It was so fun.
The intro.
They have the compass? They have the little compass thing. Isn't that how they traveled around through time?
Yeah, the guy is actually a good actor. But
yeah.
The show intro is ridiculous. Because it's not because he's but it's because it's over the top 80s.
Okay, I'm going to have to look up the intro.
Absolutely awesome.
And, you know, that also reminds me of Mr. Wizard. God, I still love watching Mr. Wizard.
He's an old cranky bastard. I don't think he liked...
Shut the fuck up.
He didn't like children.
Oh, he didn't. But that's what made it so... Oh, they have the complete season of The Wizard on...
Wizard!
So I'm going to share this with everyone so that we could all enjoy...
Right, don't copyright snitch.
No, I mean, you know.
Don't be copyright snitching on people on YouTube.
Did you see the picture?
Hang on, wait.
Oh, yeah.
This is the beginning.
David Rappaport. That's Howie, right? From the Fall Guy?
Ow. That's right.
That's Howie.
Oh, and Fran Ryan. God, you remember her? Quintessential grandma from Queen. And that right there is why I want to go. Oh, how fucking great was that? Listen, if that doesn't make you want to watch 80s fucking TV, I don't know what does.
So that was Howie from The Fall Guy.
I do remember The Fall Guy.
Great.
He was a stuntman, right?
Lee Majors.
Yep.
Heather Thompson.
Yes.
And Howie.
If I remember. Yeah.
What?
Very sexual. A lot of...
I mean, I guess Lee Majors was sexual, but I mean, I mean, I don't know. I grew up with him as the $6 million man, but whatever, dude.
A $6 million man.
I mean, we've already established you had a weird...
He's been on fire with Sally Fields. God.
But you know what? That was an amazing intro.
Because that is. I'm watching it right now.
The star of the show is singing.
Starring Lee Major.
And the song is good.
Yeah, it is.
I actually have it on a playlist.
So you know what's funny is the crossover between country and pop music back in the real early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. The crossover between pop and country God, that was a thin, thin line. Very thin.
Play some, baby.
Okay, want me to cue that up for you? I'll cue it up.
I mean, we are way off the tracks, but I am.
We are off the rails.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
Off the rails, my friend. But
our producer is absolutely schnockered.
Hey, Jim Sally's going to call in. Well, I'm not kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than mine. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. Somehow they just don't end up as mine. Yeah. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever did is my leading ladies. Kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman. Made ready for such a star. I've never spent much time in school. Oh, wow. Heather Thomas. My body
out for bay. Hey.
I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teague's, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only
hey.
I've jump an open drawbridge or target from a mine. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman. It makes Eastwood look so bad.
God, what a great show.
Sheriff Frick! I forget about Marky Post on that. I don't even remember that.
Good for Heather Thomas.
She was a lot of stuff in the 80s, wasn't she?
All I remember is Marky Post was on Night Court.
Night Court, yep, that's right.
I remember she was kind of generous up top.
All right.
I can't see James. What happened to James?
James, where'd you go?
I'm back. James. I'm on the stream.
I don't see you. Your camera's gone.
No, I'm here.
All right, so needs to be the animals. So, James, you were supposed to be taking care of the chat. Jim Sally probably left us, but third best trilogy with Harris ever.
He's
the
still
third
here.
Best trilogy? Holy shit. What, Joe, third what? Best trilogy.
Wait, with what?
It says Harrison Ford, uh-huh. Jim Sally wants to know, third best trilogy with Harrison Ford ever. I mean...
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Because Indiana Jones has four. Star Wars, which it's not a trilogy because he was in the new ones.
Yeah.
Jim, we need you to clarify your question.
Wait, no. Wasn't he in... Shut your mouth. He was in... He was in Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, but was there another one?
Blade Runner.
No, there's only two of those.
There's only two Blade Runners.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And only one witness. Well, only one regarding Henry.
Well, there's the one that came out in 2049.
You're an idiot.
Where's James? He's gone.
Well, he's on the stream. I can see him on the stream, but we can't see him on the Skype call for some reason.
He's on Skype. That,
you've disappeared from the Skype call. Any reason?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, Jim Sally, give us the third best. Was Air Force One, was he? No, he was the president in Air Force One. Man.
Was he?
He was the third best.
Imagine an Air Force One reboot, but Trump. Because, you know, he's got acting experience.
Yeah. Man.
And he has wrestling experience.
Listen,
His acting chops
are on par. But no politics.
No, politics. We're talking about Trump, the actor, and the wrestler. What was his move in the WWF?
Was it the people's elbow?
Karate chop.
No. What was it? It was find that out, James. Look that
dick
up.
Thump. Who was it?
The dick thump.
No, what was? Find out what his move was.
Who?
So if you IMDb Donald Trump, he comes up with quite a long list of actor credits.
Damn right. People used to love that show, The Apprentice.
Just apart from The Apprentice, he has got a lot of shit. Halloween, WrestleMania 23, Marmalade, 2 weeks notice, Donald Trump's real estate tycoon, Zoolander, Sex in the City, Celebrity, 54, Spin City, Nightman, The Drew Carey Show, Suddenly Susan, The Associate, The Nanny, Eddie, Across the Sea of Time, The Little Rascals, are you serious? Home Alone 2, Ghosts Can't Do It, Bobby Brown, On Your Own. What? And he's got some credits in soundtracks as well. Wow. Unbelievable. Playing as himself, he has 346 credits playing as himself in TVs and movies.
Wow.
Jim Sally is wondering how he can call in.
Jim, the number is right there at the top of the stream. 646-450-8052. 8052, Jim. So the other guys aren't going to be able to hear you, but I can relay all your questions to them.
You got
to
work on that.
We can hear it, but he can't hear
us. Oh, that's right.
Us.
You will be able to hear it over the stream, right, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear them. Phone call, Jim. So
you need to come up with a speaker or something there, John.
Well, we did, but it was just kind of, it didn't sound very good. So the way I have it set up now, it should work well with how it runs. So we'll see. Hey, we're working out the bugs.
We also have to figure out a way, so when we're playing a video, every time we talk over it, it chops the audio.
Yeah, that we can't help that because it's.
How do I riff? How the hell am I supposed to riff?
So we'll do that. Like, okay, so one of our nights, we're going to do riffs on old movies on Tubi. What James can do is he could do a screen share down at the bottom here and actually run a movie, and we could riff it as it plays. So it'll
was
be...
Was it the Hostile Takeover?
What?
Back to Trump's wrestling move.
James, you're fine. Trump's wrestling move?
No. Oh my god.
All right, do we have any more hot news, Joe?
Trump's wrestling move?
We have stalled. We have gotten to a chasm of absolute fecal matter.
Okay. By the way, the Fall
wrestling
Guy.
Wrestling heel, The Atlantic.
The Fall Guy was written by John W. Campbell.
And
that's
Kobe
the only
Bryant
two things he did.
Shot down by a rope.
Okay. All right, so. Okay, so we.
Any more hot news?
I got more hot news, man.
We breezed right over the Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus. Blew right through it.
I think it's going to be stupid. You can't leave the planet, and it can only make four episodes instead of six.
So, what I said was my first thought would be he would be like a Spider-Man type character in the Star Wars universe, only allowed to handle any problems that arose on Tatooine. So you know how Spider-Man is supposed to just take care of incidents that happen inside of New York City? He was more of your local neighborhood Spider-Man. Obi-Wan would be your local neighborhood Jedi. In the background, not coming out, not pulling the saber out, you know, not wielding the saber, but like force, like you're at the bar, you're at the canteen, and you're eating a chip. You're a bad guy, right? You stole
drinking
stuff,
blue milk.
Did something.
Drinking the blue milk.
At the cantina, Obi-Wan casually
been drinking the blue milk
and makes you choke on a salsa chip and you die. So, I mean, it may not be the most exquisite way to handle bad guys, but Obi-Wan force choking people in a bar silently is probably the best you're going to get for the Obi-Wan series.
I think.
Why do you have
a right angle?
That's a square.
Yeah. Well, you know I'm a crafter.
You are. You craft. Tell us about your crafting. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to get into the whole Obi-Wan story.
You do have a great Obi-Wan story.
We're going to save that.
Yeah. Episode 3.
But I think that...
The Robot Variety Show. Follow us on Instagram, Twitch.
Obi-Wan should be a dark story. It's a man who gave up everything.
He did give up everything.
So, more on that later. all right. So, and a final piece of hot news. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
I have some Batman. That's my Batman voice. I have some Batman hot
spit
news.
Spit in my mouth. It's not a car. It's Batwing.
And I'm sure we'll have lots of Batman content in future.
There's a lot of Batman.
Like a debate as to who's the best. Don't say it. And,
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to save that for episode 4.
The Batman.
And then we'll have to include Lego Batman, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Will Arnett, Lego Batman. Why not?
All right, so Batman news. As you know, they're making another Batman movie. And I think it's going to be called The Batman. Yeah.
Very original.
And apparently it is not part of the DCEU.
Neither was Joker.
No. So it's not part of that DC Expanded Universe, which I almost feel like they kind of gave up on that.
Yeah.
It didn't really pan out. And, you know, the individual stories are more interesting than the Justice League.
Whoa.
I'm talking the movies.
Oh, okay.
No, not the comic book. I mean, yeah. I know how you are with the DC. I'm treading lightly here.
You should, sir.
We're like chocolate and peanut butter. I would say that I'm Marvel and you're DC.
Okay,
is that a fair assessment?
No, I would not. No.
Really? You were a big X-Men Avengers guy growing up?
I'm a Wolverine guy. Mm. I'm a Wolverine guy and a Batman guy. I am a...
You like those Dark Mavericks.
I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles guy. Some Eastman and Lard. Jim, you're in Canada. Oh, brother.
What? Why do you say that? Like he's...
Well, Jim's in Canada. He can't call. He can't dial us in the U.S., he said.
Tug on your nuts, tit fucker.
There we go. That's International Relations by James right there. Good job.
Letter Kenny.
Fucking retard. We're trying to... Jim,
he knows what I'm talking about.
I heard Canadians are all afraid of the dark, but that could be something else. But anyway,
Why are we beating up on... Okay.
No! I love Canada. Need a few more minutes to set up. Life is hard right now. Sorry, Jim.
Anyway.
We all have stuff going on.
Jim, just buckle in. We got some Batman news for you.
Yeah, we got some Batman news for you, Jim. Hang on for a second.
Okay, so it's not going to be part of the DCEU.
Separate. Completely separate by itself.
Completely separate. It's very Batman-centric. Meaning
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. It's from his point of view. It's all about the Batman in this one.
So are we going all the way back to... Are we retelling the origin story again?
No. Oh, I was just going to say that. It's a non-origin story. I can't watch those Waynes die again. Just like Uncle Ben. I can't see him die.
Hey, Jim. It was 78 here today in Florida. 7-8. That's 7-8 degrees Fahrenheit, not Celsius.
Was it really?
Jim said it was minus 40. Huh?
Was it 78 by you guys?
Yeah, it was 78. Maybe 76. It was a beautiful day out. It
didn't break 70 up here.
I was in traffic for 3 hours today.
It didn't break 70 up here for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 76 when the sun came out.
You are more south.
Yeah, a little bit more south.
You are more tropical.
Tropical. So tell us more about this Batman.
There's steel drums everywhere. Anyway,
it's
a non-origin story. They say it's going to be more noir, more gritty, and they keep using the word emotional. It's going to be more emotional. I don't know what that means.
I think every Batman film, with the exception of
66 Batman is emotional.
89 Batman was very emotional for you? When Bob died?
Who didn't like Bob? I mean, he was, you know, he was the best. Mr. J? I mean, you don't think that...
Is that what he said?
89, no. You don't think the 89 Batman...
you just turned into Harley Quinn from the...
You don't think the 89 Batman explored the emotional side of the character at all?
No.
His parents died. She was clutching pearls. They broke. It was very twisted, very dark.
That was the ultimate pearl clutch. Yes, we... I think it dealt with the darker side of... Well, again, I don't want to get into the whole Batman thing.
Spoiler alert. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole...
Because that
who
opens
the best
up a
Batman
whole
is.
Can.
Yeah, that opens up a whole can of worms.
About
that we're not
Batman.
Fixing to get into right now. So keep telling us about the Batman. Okay. New Batman.
All right, so it's going to have Catwoman, Riddler, and Penguin in it. Zoe Kravitz, who was in Fury Road, is
right,
going
she's
to
be
Catwoman.
Woman.
Colin Farrell is the Penguin. I like the Penguin that was in Gotham.
Yes, he was good. I like that guy.
And then John Turturro is going to be Carmine Falcone. They managed to get that Carmine Falcone in everything.
In every movie. Do you think, now, just hear me out here. Do you think
we got this guy over here, Birdman. We got, you know, Fingerman. And then, hey.
Fingerman.
And then over here, it's like, oh, I'm Italian gangster guy. Like, what the fuck? Carmine Falcone. What the fuck?
Do you think that Batman has too many villains in every fucking movie that they do? Remember the one, it was fucking Schwarzenegger and Poison Ivy and Bane.
Jesus
Christ. Give me one goddamn villain. That's all I need. Just one. Just one
Joker.
Villain. That's it. That's all I need in one movie. Let's conquer. Look, DeVito, Schwarzenegger, Poison Ivy, all at the same time? Seriously? Come on. Just
Jim
too
Carrey.
Much. It's overwhelming.
Don't forget Jim.
Overwhelming. Yeah. God, as the Riddler, in the movie, that alone in that movie is just fucking draining of just power right there. Jim Carrey is the Joker.
Yeah, well, so Batman, I mean, he had they even threw Bane in there, remember?
Bane, yeah. He was like Poison Ivy's henchman.
So, but do you think that Falcone is Italian for Falcon?
James, can we get a look on Falcone? The meaning, the etymology of the name.
Can you spell it?
Look up Carmine.
Falcon with Falcone.
Falcone.
Falcone. Okay, so continue with your Batman news.
Like, would the Falcon Man, would, like, if we watched Avengers in Italy, would the Falcon...
Quel santo Falcone!
Yeah, would it be...
Donna's sleeping right now, so I can't confirm or deny.
Yeah, you could ask Donna, because she is from Italy, so... Next time, we'll get her in here with her oranges, and we'll talk about Falcone.
Carmine Falcone!
But that Falcone, I mean, you have all these, like, weird, like, costume characters, and then it's just, like...
It's just him.
I'm Italian gangster guy. All right, and then Andy Serkis...
It's on the stream.
Very stereotypical.
Andy Serkis is going to be Alfred.
Okay. Oh, bro, man.
And he will not be CG'd as Alfred.
Yeah. Thank God they're staying away from
and
the
you know
CG
what?
Alfred
he,
this time.
He does all those CG things, right? He was Snoke and all these other... Oh, yes, right. Snoke. And
wasn't he an ape in Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, he was Caesar. But yeah. And he's great at that, but even just non-CG, he's kind of a different-looking guy.
He is.
I like it. He was...
Not your typical Hollywood star. Right?
Gollum. You know? He was Gollum.
Yeah, he was Gollum. And that one is probably the closest representation of his true form. Maybe.
There's a lot of meth addicts that look like that. and this one I don't... Jeffrey Wright is Gordon. I thought that Gary Oldman was my favorite Gordon.
Did you like Gary Oldman?
I love Gary Oldman as Gordon.
Yeah?
I like Gary Oldman and everything. He could be in a Bartles and James commercial.
Now, I do like Jeffrey Wright.
Do they still have Bartles and James?
No, they're coming back with it, actually. I just heard a couple of weeks
ago. They should look into getting Gary Oldman as their spokesman.
You know those poor guys died. The RIP, they died.
Well, they were like 400.
They were very old. You know, there's something satisfying about Jeffrey Wright. The way he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he presents himself in Westworld, just very, just a very set, like his demeanor and everything. The way he talks is just.
He was great in Boardwalk Empire.
I never saw it.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Anyway. Yeah, so that's it. But this time, the Riddler is played by Paul Dano, and his name is not Ed Nygma. Edward Nygma, it is, and I like the Riddler on Gotham.
Yes,
that guy was awesome.
Yeah.
But his name is Edward Nashton.
Nashton. Yeah. Paul Dano. I don't know Paul Dano. What's he from?
Well, Bookham Dano. I don't know.
Huh. But let's see. He's been in a bunch of shit, but he was very young when he started. It looks like I don't know any of his stuff. Skarsgård. Looks like Skarsgård is going to be district attorney.
Which Skarsgård? There's so many Skarsgårds.
Peter. I don't think we've heard much from Peter in the past.
Wait, is he... Okay, Peter Skarsgård, is he the clown? No.
No, that's the other one. This guy is... Let's see. It looks like he's been in a lot of... Who's in Black Mass, your favorite?
Okay, I know who he is. Is he related to the other Skarsgårds?
I mean, that's not a very common name, right?
The Skarsgårds of Sweden.
Yeah, I think that's James? James, you still with us?
I am.
Jims.
Get involved in this on the Skarsgård.
Peter Skarsgård.
I was eating.
S-A-R-S-G-A-A-R-D. Is he related? No, you know what? He's not. I don't think he is related because he was born in Illinois in 1971 to Judy Lee and John Dale Skarsgård, who was an engineer and worked in the Air Force. Thank you for your service. Yeah, so he's not related to the... God, you wouldn't think that's not a very common name.
Weird. Born in 71?
Yeah.
So he's not related to the other Skarsgårds.
Yeah.
It sounds like something like they did in the old days to protect fabrics.
Fabric?
Yeah, you'd go to the dry cleaner and they'd be like, I Skarsgårded it for you. Would you like to have that Skarsgårded?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What does that consist of?
I don't know. It's like when somebody...
Is it in an aerosol can?
It's like when people had things Simonized.
Oh, the Simonizing.
Simonized.
Do you remember that? I remember in Christmas Story.
Right.
They mentioned Simonized. What is Simonized, James? Look that up. I know what simony is. That used to be a church crime. Simony.
I know
what...
No, sodomy.
No, there's also... there's also simony.
Simony.
It says...
We got a common spelling on that?
Well, that doesn't explain it.
Let's see. Simonize. Are we looking up simony or simonizing? Which one?
Oh, simonize. It's on the stream.
Okay, I'm looking up simony. The buying or selling of ecclesiastical privileges, for example, pardons or beneficiaries.
We've lost everyone. We're done. Thank you for showing up to the podcast. Thank you for stopping by.
People get burned, I think, probably, or killed for simony.
Sounds about right. going back to the commissioner, my favorite movie. Simmons. I like that guy. I really like him as an actor. An actor. No, nobody.
Who?
Nobody likes JK. Okay.
JK Rowling?
No.
Oh.
Oh God, you guys. You guys are fucking killing me. So so the Batman, when's that due out? 2021?
Yes.
Any photos or anything yet that we have?
No. I didn't see any.
No.
No.
God, I can remember as a kid. So you have to think back in 89, so probably 88, there was no internet. And I can remember getting my hands on a photo of Michael Keaton. I want to say it was in the Newsday or one of the magazines, not one of the newspapers in New York. And God almighty, it was amazing. I mean, now, you know, people take it for granted. They could just go online, boop, click on something, and they get that satisfaction of seeing it. But God, I can remember as a kid just opening up that newspaper and seeing that Michael Keaton in that fucking rubber outfit. Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
So you know what he was wearing when you first saw him. What was your wife wearing when you first met her?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
No clue. Okay. I don't even know her. Who is that?
Okay.
But I can remember Michael Keaton, 1988, okay. Wearing that rubber, sweaty outfit. I just wanted to get in it. Not with him.
Except
from him.
Like Luke in the Tauntaun.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Any more hot news, Joey?
No, I think that's going to be the hot news we can take.
That was literally an hour and a half of hot news.
And digression.
But I digress. So what are the meat and the potatoes of this talk that we're going to have here tonight?
All right.
Maybe, why don't we move along to favorite your favorite TV shows of 2019?
Okay. I'll start with one and then
Sally, you still there? What's your favorite TV show of 2019? If you can't call us, you definitely can message us.
I'm going to start off with my first one.
Okay.
And these are not in any particular order.
Okay.
The Expanse. The Expanse was really coming up. It's really come alive. I know you don't watch it.
I watched the first season, and it didn't impress me.
First season was on Sci-Fi. It's on Amazon now, and it's following the book. So the first season was kind of just laying out the land, and it was almost like a thriller. But now it's like straight-up war. It's really good. And politics and everything. So
I can see how it would move along. To be more upbeat, and I've seen some of the behind the scenes stuff that they do, as far as the effects and stuff that they use, and it's pretty impressive. What's his name? I guess I didn't know it, but Adam Savage is on one of the seasons, and he is just an absolute. He's in love with it. So I'm a huge Adam Savage fan. I'm a huge Joey Radish fan. So I'm gonna have to probably push past season one. And just dive into it full bore, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Oh, Jim Sally said that his favorite show was Umbrella Academy. Jim, I started Umbrella Academy. I didn't get into it. I couldn't get into it.
Why?
I don't know. I started watching it. I think it was with my daughter, one of my daughters, and she enjoyed it, I guess, a little bit, but I don't know. There was something about it that just didn't strike a nerve with me.
You know what you just reminded me of is Randy Jackson from America.
Just doesn't do it for me, dog. A lot, of really cool-looking characters, you know? I bet you there's a lot of story behind it. I may have to go back and revisit it. To see how it pans along. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, there's shows like that. Like, it took me like three tries to finally get into The Wire.
Uh-huh.
Like, I couldn't get past like the first two, three episodes. And finally when I did, man, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Just opened it up for
five seasons of just, oof.
I guess, you know, and I can remember back in the day, Seinfeld was the same way. If you remember Seinfeld, the first like two seasons of Seinfeld was horrible, absolutely atrocious. But if you hung in there, it just blossomed like a fine wine, you know. Did you watch any Umbrella Academy, Mr. Radish?
I tried. So I think I'm in the same boat as you.
You know what? I mean, based on Jim's laying out here, we might have to trudge through and see the whole thing. I think you could go like a whole episode just on talking about Netflix shows. They've got some good shows. I'm not going to lie. They do have some great shows.
What's your?
Well, I'm going to get to that. So do you want me to move along to my favorite TV show of the year?
Yours are in order. No.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have them in order as far as the way they make me feel, you know, the happiness that they bring to my life. And really the number one spot, the two shows that I was most enamored with last year was Evil and Servant on Apple TV.
What would you call like a really hardcore fan of Evil? You know, like you have Deadheads, you have...
And Nivali? How about a Nivali?
I don't like it.
An Evil Inn? No.
What's
no,
Evil
like,
on?
What's that?
What network is Evil on?
It's on CBS. It's on CBS. It has Mike Coulter in it, who plays Luke Cage on Netflix. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. Which, by the way, we share the same birth date almost. He's 2 days younger than me. And it has a fine Dutch actress. And I think you pronounce her name Kaija Herbes. I think that's how you pronounce her name.
You are so deep.
Spot on. I am. But she's really a good actress. I did not know she was from the Netherlands. She has a flawless American accent, but she speaks the Dutch like fluent. I think she speaks like 3 or 4 languages. But Evil is a great show. If you haven't watched it, Jim, check it out. It's on CBS. We're like 10 or 11 episodes in the season, and it bounces back and forth between supernatural horror and everyday horror. You know, it'll explore demons and stuff, but it also explores just absolute horrible people, too. It's a great show. I like it.
Personal demons? Or
it could be personal demons. And then The Servant. I know, Joey, you were in on The Servant. I don't think you ever finished the season.
Actually, I have not finished it. I'm relishing it.
It's one of those... it's one of those...
It's
films.
A Christmas.
It's a Christmas?
Well, you just enjoy the days leading up to it, and you know that when it comes, it's going to be over. And I just don't want to watch that last episode because I know...
That's kind of the way I am, too. I'll watch an entire season of something, and when it's the last episode, I won't watch it.
Just because I don't want it to be over.
Yeah, I don't want it to be over. It's like Christmas Day. You never want it to end.
You're going
to
shoot your Yule wad, and it's over.
So The Servant, the thing about The Servant is, God, it really gets... It really makes you feel uneasy on the camera angles and stuff that they use in that show. They get really close to the personal space of people, and some of the angles that they use, it's very disturbing. But it's a great show. If you haven't checked it out, it's something to behold.
I mean, it has you, the first couple episodes, you're going like, what?
First episode, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Spoiler alert, we're not going to ruin it for you.
It's not a high-budget show, but it doesn't come off as cheap or crappy either.
And if you think about it, the entire season is in that apartment, right?
Pretty much.
There's or the street, the apartment on the street, that's it.
Playground, I think there's a playground, but other than that, it's really good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great job.
And it just drew me in right away.
Yeah.
And actually, that made my list. So I'll boom. I just passed it right back to you.
Boom. I like it. Okay. So, and I know this is on your list too. American Horror Story 84. Listen.
Okay.
Listen, American Horror Story 84. I was a huge fan of season one. Uh-oh, Jim Sally's going to give us his Skype email for us to give him a call. Oh, we got Jim Sally. You want to give him a call?
Get Jim.
All right, but let me just go. Jim, give me 1 second. I'm going to go through episode of American Horror. I was all in for season one of American Horror. Loved it, right?
Me too.
Greatest thing ever.
Me too.
And then after that, it shit the bed. Absolutely shit the bed. Coven. God, what were some of the names of some of the fucking seasons?
Freak Coven was show. Awful. Freak Show. Cult.
Cult.
Apocalypse.
What was the Apocalypse? God in heaven.
Asylum.
Asylum.
Hotel. Well,
when Hotel. Jesus Christ. But when 84 came on.
And then, you know what? Let's backtrack, though, because each one of those seasons, the first episode, second episode, all started out good.
Right.
I'm like, wow. Right. You know, a lot of style, a lot of this. And then those shows just went completely off the fucking rails.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how. The first, you were in for like 2 or 3 episodes. And then after that, it was fucking downhill from there. James, you saw Jim's email. If you want to bring him on the Skype, bring him up here to talk to us.
Sure. American Horror Story 84, I thought there was that one episode. Remember, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know if you were hanging out.
Because it was straightforward, and then all of a sudden I'm like, they're doing something weird again. But this time, the weirdness, it paid off. I bought in.
Did,
I liked
yeah.
it. It actually had a lot of emotion. It was actually kind of like sad, you know, for like people that kind of were like vapid.
Right.
And everything. Initially, when we were introduced to them, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I don't want to spoiler for people, but you should watch it. It actually is good. And if you're into the 80s like we are, it has those 80s tickles, if you will.
I think they really captured the essence of the 80s. More so than any current iteration of any TV show or movie. I mean, they really nailed the 80s in that one. You know, the dress, the sound. I mean, the fucking sound, the music was amazing. You know, I mean, it was straight out of... They used that music, that 80s music, in such a good way, I think. They did great. Did great. Can't say enough good things about 84.
No, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
And now that only begs the question is the next one.
What
so
are they going to do?
What's going to do? It's going to hook me in, and we'll see what happens.
Because I'm pretty sure they just got picked up for 3 more seasons.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes.
I don't know what the numbers were for 84, but I'm assuming they were pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on my list, too. So I'll pick one now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go Stranger Things Season 3. I love the show. Now, I'm going to say that I felt this one was a little weaker than maybe the first season.
Really?
Well, okay.
Joey.
Stand by.
Okay. I want to hear this out.
Yeah, because some of the characters... change. They weren't as complex as they were in the first one, and
okay,
like, some
that.
Of them acted like straight up a-holes. I did like it better than the second season. I thought the second season was kind of the weakest, but no, like Hopper didn't act right. I don't know. And that's like, okay, it's these creatures again, but I mean, granted, it was a mind flayer. It was a little different, but no, don't get me wrong. Here's 3 pizzas. I love pizza. This one is just a little better than the other ones. That's all we're talking here. I liked it. It made my list. I thought it was great. I love the whole Starcourt Mall thing. The Scoops Ahoy. All that stuff was amazing.
Right.
You know, there's a few things, like I said, that I found just a little weak. Like the Sassy Mouth Kid and all that. They kind of overplayed that.
I loved it.
I think in the end...
Listen, the mall brought it together for me. The 80s, the quintessential 80s mall, I can remember as a kid going to Roosevelt Field, and that's what the mall was like back then. Those brown tiles and, I mean, just over the top. Sam Goody, all those stores full. You know, now you go to a mall, what are they, like 70% full, 60% full? There's hardly anything in them anymore. But no. I'm talking 80s, buddy. You were going to the mall, and that bitch was packed. P-A-C-K-E-D. Did I spell that right? I mean, the mall did it for me. The underground Russian fucking base. That was just so great, dude. Well, when I saw that, I was just like, holy shit.
It reminded me of like a G.I. Joe episode. You know, like Cobra was always building bases and stuff, like right in the middle of the suburbs or right in the middle of plain sight. And so it kind of had that vibe to it. But I remember you used to be able to go to the mall. You could play with some puppies. You could go in the magic store. They'd throw some magic tricks. You could buy a knife or a throwing star. Eat, play arcade games all day, see a movie. I mean, the mall just, you could do anything you wanted.
It was a mecca.
Yeah. Everything under one roof. I remember my parents used to just drop us off and we'd be gone all day. I mean, I could do a whole podcast about that. But
where, can I just point out real quick, where did James go?
I don't know.
James, where are you?
Is he dead?
James, did you die? Jim, we're going to get you on here, Jim. Hold on. Hang on. We lost our tech guy. He's all fucked up.
Hold on.
Where are you at, James?
I just can hear grunting.
I can hear you. We can't see you, James.
Why can't we see him anymore?
All right. Jim Sally. Jim Sally, when I put your email address into the Skypes, it comes up with Jim Sally 519. Is that gonna be your name? Fuck it. We're gonna call this guy.
God damn it, Jim.
We're calling Jim Sally 519. And either we're waking somebody up in the middle of the night or we're calling Jim Sally in Canada. Oh, what just happened? Our tech guy is inebriated.
Jim. All this work, and he's gonna say, "Hey, go fuck yourself." I mean, I don't know.
Audio works best for me. We're gonna call Jim on audio. Let's see if we get Jim in here on audio. Oh, Jim,
this might be a porn bot.
It could be a Russian bot. I don't know.
Just give me your account number. How's that Apple Card?
It's going good. I like it. I've been using it as my...
Yeah, that was your... You took that thing out and you were swinging it like Babe Ruth swings a bat. You love that thing. You made sure that the people at the brewery... Hey, this is an Apple Card.
This is a titanium Apple Card, fuckers. And you're either going to take it or you're not going to take it, I guess. But, I mean, the nice thing about it is I could use it and literally just pay for it on my bank account as soon as I'm done with it. So,
much like a regular card.
Yeah, but I have that safety of not having it. And I get daily cash on it.
Oh.
You know, so. James, any luck with Jim Sally?
No, nothing.
All right, we got to move along here.
Jim, we need you on here, buddy, but I'm putting your... I'm sober, and I'm putting your email into Skype.
It's not working.
And it's not working. It's coming up with...
We are doing a lot to groom this one viewer.
I know. Well, listen, we got to cultivate a... We have to cultivate a following here.
And Jim, word of mouth from Jim?
I think Jim's going to put us out there on social media and just get us in here. Get people watching, people subscribing, people loving, living.
Warn your friends.
Warn them we're coming.
All right, next one. I think you,
Jim, I can't give you my Skype because then it'll kick everyone else off the feed. So I would have to call you and
Adam.
Okay.
I tried adding them and it's no good. No good.
The name of this show is Tech Support for Jim.
Hey, Jim, if you whisper our tech guy your number, I could call you on Google Voice if you want to do that. So, Joey, what else we got for Stranger Things Season 3? I liked it. I loved it. I don't know if it was the best of all the seasons, but that mall really...
You just really gave me shit for saying that. But anyway, was that on your list?
Yeah, it is. It's on my list. Okay. So I know one for a fact that's not on your list, and I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
And I enjoyed the shit out of this
show.
And I don't think – I told you about it, and I don't think that you – I don't think you took heed to my backing of this show.
Okay.
And it is Russian Doll on Netflix. Yes, no.
I tried to watch it. I heard good things about it. I think we started watching it and we were trying to eat.
Right. And you got sick. You vomited.
Well, it was a little I'm not grossed out, but it was just kind of
So Natasha Lyonne, who is famous for, she's been in a bunch of shit. What is she? Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, I just can't eat around her. I can't eat and look at her. You know, fine actress. I just can't.
I thought it was great. It was like it was almost like a modern day Groundhog's Day.
Uh-huh.
And she just kept repeating the same day over and over and over again on her, I think it was like her 36th birthday party, and she would die and restart again and die and restart again. Oh, we got Jim coming on?
So you're saying that she was more of the Bill Murray character rather than the Punxsutawney Phil?
Yes, she was not Punxsutawney Phil, which, by the way, I don't know, we should have covered this in hot news, but PETA is trying to get rid of Punxsutawney Phil.
Well, as you know, I am a PETA award winner.
You are, yes. Yes, you are. Check out the Facebook page. I won't give that information out here, but...
Irene Newkirk sent me a plaque.
Right.
And a thank you letter, personally. But anyway, yeah, they want to replace it with an AI.
Yes.
That will actually accurately predict the weather. An AI groundhog. Because the rodent finds it jarring when you pull it out.
What the hell else does that rodent have to do all year long? What does he have to do?
I don't know.
Let's be honest. He's a fucking rodent. He lives in a burrow. Do they live in burrows? What do they live in? I don't even know.
Brooklyn.
Well, yeah. You know what, though? To be fair, we have friends that do less than that rodent, so...
James is alive. That's true. That's true.
I mean, we know people.
So, Russian Doll, you didn't get into it.
I'll try again when I'm not eating.
I can't wait for season two.
I'll try again when there's not a meal in front of me.
All right, hit you. Your turn. Let's see what you got.
I know this one's on both of our lists. And this one, we should just do a whole segment on it, so I'm just going to say it now, and then we'll talk about it later. Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. Christ, that's on my list. That's literally top.
You know what? If it's not on your list, you're a fucking Russian spy. Actually, you know what? That's wrong, because the Russians love it, too.
They do.
They do.
Do they have... You know the greatest thing about that is when they dub it in Russian, they don't have to... line up his lips when he's
No, talking. No, you know, they can do in Spanish, everything.
Yeah.
Falcons, Falcons.
El Cuando es Mandalorian.
Falcon.
Falcon. Mandalorian has re-sparked my love for the Star Wars universe. It really has. Oh, wow. All your popcorn is gone.
It is.
Kennel corn popcorn? Because I love me some kennel corn popcorn. God,
no, just buttered microwave.
Yeah, yeah. Oof, that makes.
I didn't even make it in the popcorn cart. I just made it in the microwave.
You know, one episode you got to bring your popcorn cart in the room, and just show off your wealth and extravagance with popping popcorn on the air.
And I'll bring in the cotton candy machine and spin up. And it's the cart. It's the whole cart.
Yeah, I have the cotton candy machine, but not the whole cart. Mine's that ghetto desktop model. You know, just lay it down and slam it in.
You'll get there, kid.
One day. I can only aspire to.
Back in the day, we started with a tabletop.
A hair dryer and a stove.
And just right, a stick. Right.
I'm going to throw this next one at you. I don't know if you watched it. I don't know if it was on your list at all, but The Boys on Amazon.
Yep, it's on my list.
Great, 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 great.
Super dark.
Love.
I mean, I don't know if that might even be my. I don't know if that's my favorite because that was really damn good.
Really?
Yeah, it was so dark and so fucked up. I loved it.
Man, top that whole face sitting scene was just completely above and beyond anything I've ever seen in my life.
The most disturbing scene in the whole thing was, and it was funny, it was fucked up and disturbing all at the same time, was the airplane that's going down.
Oh, yeah.
There's James. Oh, there he goes again. They hopped up into the plane, and they're like, we're going to rescue all of you. And then they're like, we can't.
Right.
Yeah, that one was terrible.
Yeah. That, I mean... Can you imagine, you know, going out that way?
No.
That would be just, they're here to save us, and we're dead.
So, it's based on a comic book that was popular back when I read comic books a lot, right. And for those of you who haven't seen it, please go see it. It's gritty, it's adult, and it's probably one of the best superhero things out there right now.
Very adult. More adult, I would say, than... what was the movie? What was the anti-Superman?
Brightburn?
Brightburn.
Yeah.
This is very adult, but great. I mean, if people are listening to us...
Well, it takes on, like, because they're like celebrities.
Yeah.
And it takes on that dynamic when, you know, we have, as we listed earlier in the show, all the people, these celebrities are behaving badly. These superheroes are kind of doing the same stuff.
Right.
And they're managed, they have publicists, and just they're a commodity, and it's an amazing show.
Phenomenal.
We can talk about that. I think when the second season comes out, we got to chat more about that.
Yeah.
All right. So my
next... You know what? Actually, if I'm being honest, that was another one of the shows that I watched it. I streamed every single episode. And saved the last two. I just watched the last two yesterday or day before yesterday.
Really? No shit.
Yeah, because wow. I had it and it was in. I was, oh god, this is so good. And then I saw it was two episodes left, and I was like, fuck. So I had to let it.
I may even. So sometimes what I do is if there's a lot of time between the seasons,
right.
I'll might rewatch that.
Oh, you might as well. I mean, it's free, right?
Yeah, bookend it. My next show is Cobra Kai, season 2.
That's a good one. Very good. A lot of nostalgia, hit in the face.
That show just does it right.
Right.
It really brought it back. It doesn't diminish the old stuff,
right.
But it still incorporates a lot of new stuff, and it somehow comes off respectful to everybody and everything, while still honoring the past. Like, a lot of shows, a lot of movies could learn from Cobra Kai, the people that write it, because it just, like I said, it feels like I'm watching Karate Kid, but then you have all the new kids, all the new generation, you have the intergenerational strife.
Are you saying that it doesn't take all your beloved old characters that you grew up with and throw them in the gutter and mercilessly kill them or just make them disappear for no reason?
It is the opposite of Disney, Star Wars, yeah.
Huh, weird. Interesting. So you're telling me if I watch Cobra Kai, all my favorite characters that I grew up with are still going to be the people that I know when I was growing up.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay. Like it's, weird. Weird. It's, that's a good formula.
It's respectful, but I'm very interested in the new generation on the show too, the new kids, and you have the generational clash, but it's not, but they do it in a way that it's not so stereotypical. Like, they learn from them, and then they learn from the older guys. Like, so the bad guy on the show, he actually has some virtues to bring to the show. And he's not the bad guy anymore.
Yeah,
right?
No. Yeah.
He was the bad guy in the original Karate Kid, but now we kind of see things from his point, and he's actually kind of grown as a person a little bit. I mean, But as the show's going on, yeah, he's really growing.
Can you imagine that your whole life is defined by a karate tournament that you participated in when you were, how old was he, 15?
17, 16. 17. Yeah.
That fucking Hill Valley, you motherfucker.
But even when they brought back all the other Cobra Kais that one episode, and, you know, the one guy says he's sick, and in real life he was sick.
He died right after that episode.
Yeah. He did, and it was like, it was really just like the ultimate swan song.
Yeah.
With the Cobra Kai. And then even Kreese, they even do, he's, they got, the show got me because they showed him as the damaged veteran.
Right.
Which, it's taken on a different meaning now. Like in the 80s, it's like, ah, I fought Nam. You know, that had a whole different connotation. And now it's like, oh my God, you realize, hey, he'd been through hell.
Yeah.
And you kind of get sympathy for him. But then, you know, of course, he goes back to his ways. But that show is really, I have to say, that might even be, I keep saying that. But
top?
Yeah.
Top
just
show?
Because it does everything right. And it's like not corny nostalgia. I mean, look.
They hit all the right notes.
They do, and it takes itself serious,
right?
But it doesn't try to like tell you. It doesn't oversell its own importance, but it takes itself seriously. So you're watching stuff in earnest. It's not tongue in cheek, but by the same token, it's like, come on, in real life karate, you'd get your ass killed, you know, and stuff like that. But the show just stays in the world of karate.
Right.
And it doesn't really go out. And so it all makes sense.
I mean, we've discussed that before on how a single karate tournament when you're 15, 16, or 17 years old dominates the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
That's the funny part about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen the, I think it's QuickBooks commercial? Now they've turned it to Koala Kai Dojo, and he's like a friendly. Have you not seen this at all? No.
I mean, I because of the situation in Australia, I don't know. I don't know if I would find that funny.
I'm gonna pull this up for you because it's hysterical.
Well, okay.
where did James go? Did we lose James again?
Nope.
Oh, why? Where?
I mean,
we can't tell. James, why aren't you on Skype? We can't see you. What happened?
We want to see you, James.
I got a number 10. That's all. A circle with the word 10 in front of it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, boys.
Beautiful. But support the leg. When I started Cobra Kai, the lack of control over my business made me a little intense. But now I practice a different philosophy. QuickBooks helps me get paid, manage cash flow, and run payroll. And now I'm back on top with Koala Kai.
Yes!
Hey! More mercy.
Save over 40 hours a month with Intuit QuickBooks.
Oh,
the easy way to a happier business.
Just some of those, that just hits it right on the head. That's so funny.
More mercy. I love it.
Koala Kai.
But I think I like what about the show is there were things about the 80s as far as like that mentality of alpha maleism and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To be valued. But I think there's some things, obviously, in modern times to be valued. And I like that the two worlds collided. And in the end, they all kind of work together. I mean, obviously not Daniel's school and Cobra Kai school, they're fighting, but you know, and it's funny because nobody's really a bad guy in it, and
right.
A lot of the show is based on like misunderstanding, and you're just like, man, if those two would just sit in a room and talk for an hour, what's going on? Okay, and
what
then
happened? James, what was that?
That was the username. You have to add him.
Okay,
Jim Sally.
I got him. I thought I already tried this, but we're gonna try it again. So YOLA. 420 swag for Jesus.
You guys are...
What? What is...
He better be a phenomenal fucking audience member after all this work.
Oh, let's see. We're gonna get Jim in here. Oh, boy.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, that's ominous. That is ominous. Ominiso. Oh, boy. This is all fucked up.
Ominous Falcon.
Would that be a...
It sounds like a CIA operation name. Ominous Falcon. I'm going to run an op with that name.
Yeah?
Ominous Falcon, yeah.
You know the... Oh, God. Hang on a second here. This is a shit show. James, can he secretly text you on the side?
Oh, my God.
To send you his phone number. I will fucking call him live on the air.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to extraordinary lengths to blow this guy. I swear to God. You are just...
He's our only follower, goddammit. Jim's the best. We love you, Jim.
You are going to extraordinary lengths to blow this guy.
what was I saying? Holy shit.
Fuck. We're talking about shows, my friend. Yeah, so, Cobra Kai, was that on your list?
It was. Oh, so you know the mission that ultimately captured Saddam Hussein. Do you know what the name of that mission was?
Not off the top of my head, no.
It was Operation Red Dawn. And it was Wolverines that actually went in and took care of business in the spider hole.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wolverine?
Yep, that was their nickname. You know, their name of the group that went in.
What?
Operation Red Dawn.
Wait, why were they Wolverines?
That was the name of the fucking people in the movie.
Wolverine.
I've never heard of a Wolverine unit.
No, Operation Red Dawn.
I understand.
It was named after the film.
I know, but why were they called...
The sites were Wolverine 1 and Wolverine 2.
Okay, now
those are the two sites that they searched. Sorry about that. It was Task Force 121. But yeah, Red Dawn. How great is that? I mean, you've got to be... Listen, do you save that name? And if you're successful in your mission, then you name it that name? Because I could see a lot of unsuccessful missions that you're calling, like, you know, Pete 125 and, you know, Jimmy.
You come back from an op like that and you're...
And then you name it.
I captured Saddam Hussein. And then you go, and by the way, it was named after a semi-famous 80s movie.
Semi-famous? How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Semi-well-known starring Patrick Swayze.
That is a
horror. All right. So... While you're trying to fillet this guest, what's your next one?
I think that was it for my... I had 6, 7, 8. I was light. I was light on my,
okay,
my top 10 for 2019. That's really all that I had.
I have South Park.
Yeah, I don't watch South
Park. I know, because you're awful, but South Park was on fire this season. They covered everything from transgender athletes to legalization of marijuana. You know, because he makes a stronger pot and he puts cocaine in it. And they're like, well, it's not legal. And then he goes through all the steps, just like all the marijuana advocates, like, you know, cocaine is good for you and blah, blah, blah and everything. And then they pass it. It was a fucking great, brilliant episode. The PC babies, all that stuff. Fantastic.
Do we have Jim Sally?
Oh, you reached Jim Sally's worm farm.
Jim Sally on the line. We finally got him.
You got a lot of worms for some reason. I don't know.
Jim, welcome to the show, the premiere episode of the Robot Variety Show. How are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's been an excellent adventure thus far, trying to get my Skype figured out.
Yeah, this is... It's been interesting.
I should have asked you guys when you were logging in. I should have said, does it have a picture of me with a big bicep on, or does it have a picture of me with, like, my hand down feeding little children? And then I would have had it solved immediately.
Oh.
I forgot. This is my Nancy pants picture.
We got it. Our tech guy is a little intoxicated. James, you still there?
I love the intoxication.
I am
James,
here.
Get on board.
I am here.
Yeah, he's we're keeping it light tonight since it's our first night, so we're keeping it nice and light. But old look at old tech guy over there. He's pretty fucking hammered.
I'm here.
So Jim, you're from the Great White North, eh?
Great White North.
Okay.
I live in Northern Ontario. It's far.
Yeah,
ask him about what trilogy. What's that third trilogy?
He can hear you, Joey. He
wait
can
a
hear
minute.
You.
Yeah, we were asking about trilogies before. I forget what trilogies. I kept on telling you guys about the trilogies I love. Trilogies.
Well, you had the Indiana. You said a Harrison Ford. You had a Harrison Ford trilogy.
Harrison Ford trilogy. So, okay, the first, obviously, the first ultimate trilogy for Harrison Ford is Star Wars, obviously.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
The greatest one, okay. And then the third greatest one of them all, of course, is the Indiana Jones trilogy, of course.
Yes.
There's a couple more movies, but, you know. And then in the middle, shit. See, I thought it was the President's movies, and then I went back to check on the President's movies, and I found out that in The Fugitive, I thought he was the President in The Fugitive, but he's not the President in The Fugitive. He's just, like, a normal dude.
Yeah, he was a doctor.
A normal dude did all that? Like, I thought... This whole time that I was watching those movies, I was like, that's President Harrison Ford. Like, that's why he can run away and jump off the towers and shit. And then, it's different in Canada. We have prime ministers, so sometimes I get confused.
Oh, gotcha.
I get confused with, like Tommy G. Tommy is a marshal and stuff, and I was like, that's, why isn't he wearing a big buffalo hat then if he's a marshal? I don't understand.
Our neighbors to the north, America's hat. I love you guys.
Did he have a flappy head and beady eyes?
Oh,
I did some research, and yes, I'm sorry about that.
We may have a fugitive president. He may be jumping from an
locomotive.
We don't know.
I think we would take him.
Okay. I mean, it's got to be better than Trudeau. Don't you have Trudeau up there?
Trudeau, come on. He's the greatest. He's so dreamy. He's so dreamy, and he brought us weed. Okay,
he did.
I don't know what the fuck else he's doing.
That's about it.
Someone's
we're
make the call.
I think
someone's
we're only like 30. I think we're 38 states down here right now, currently, for legalized recreational marijuana. Florida not being one of them. So
we are everywhere now, coast to coast. It's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you know,
we can finally mellow you people out.
Yeah, you guys are rough up there.
Yeah, so, and finally, get those Canadians calmed down.
Listen, my favorite movie was Canadian Bacon with John Candy. God, that was a great flick.
Excellent John Candy movie.
I love John Candy. He was the best.
It was it was definitely the number three.
I like Summer Rental. I love Summer Rental.
Oh, yeah, Summer Rental. I mean, well, it was filmed where you live, so you can't beat that.
Yeah.
So Jim, what else you got going on up there in the northern regions?
Yeah, man. Long story short, I live on a small farm that we moved to a few years back to raise all the children at. It was just
nice.
It was much more economical than living down south near Toronto.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's the dead of winter though. So I sold off all my goats because Christmas time, dudes. You might not know this. At Christmas time, there's all these other, like, fake Christmases that happen at Christmas time.
Goat Christmas.
They don't eat turkeys and shit. They eat goats, so they like...
Really?
Wow.
They love their little baby goats. I drove down south. It was an 8-hour drive. I had 12 goats with me. Boom. I'm home with $4,000.
Wow. Well, like, shit, done. You can't beat that for a few fucking goats.
Jim, are you sure you're not in Iraq?
No. But I'm sure there's some Iraq here. Just a little bit.
Your farm, what you have goats, what else you got on there?
We had goats, we have rabbits, we had chickens for a couple of years, but there's really no money in chicken.
Chickens are kind of just an egg thing. I have chickens, I raise chickens here.
Oh,
not very many, but I got about 9, but they're just good for eggs.
How about falcons?
Barbecue chicken.
goats, chickens, rabbits.
Yeah, man. We grow a lot of, we're just starting hydroponic vegetables in the house this year. We've been doing pot for a couple of years, and it's just now it's time to just move on. The kids, they like peppers instead of cucumbers and shit. So, just gonna kind of get.
As opposed to pot?
Prices? And pot, yes, I actually grow. I've been growing pot for 5-6 years. Nice. I spent a couple of years. I'm also an accountant. I spent a couple of years at a pot firm that sprung up about an hour and a half away, just setting up their books, getting everything ready, getting their phenotypes set up, and everything.
If you can make a pepper pot, hybrid,
you've got something there.
I don't think you ever have to work again.
Oh. Well, I'm working on it right now, though. I don't think pepper is really the vegetable to go with. To be honest with you,
yeah,
I'm experimenting.
Maybe a kale.
Vegetables.
Oh,
well,
snappy.
No, like that's what a lot of people think, but really, you just want to go with something that has a dense fiber on the outside and then a small fruit on the inside. So I've been going to experiment with I have 3 or 4 variations of heirloom peas that we're going to try this year.
Oh.
You got to make sure it's something that cross pollinates, right? Because if it's not going to cross pollinate,
oh, I was just fucking around. This is for real.
Oh,
no shit.
Oh, shit. Jim is serious.
Dude, I think the
shit.
Edible market, like that's the real edible market coming. Like fuck this, dipping your gummy bears on your cereal and shit. Like, that's fine if you want to get stoned, but I want to eat a salad and go to work. Like, I don't want... Like, I just want a little CBD in my dressing. Just relax. Okay?
A salad and go to work.
Just
doing,
a little...
Working with heavy equipment.
Yeah, I don't want to work with heavy equipment. I want to control the joystick in an office that controls the heavy equipment.
Listen,
just
guys.
Like Grand Theft Auto. Nice
you
and
heard
safe,
it here first.
Unlimited lines.
On January 31st, 2020, Jim told us he is going to cross-pollinate a snap pea and weed. You've heard it here first, folks. And if it happens, you heard it here on the Robot Variety Show. We break all types of news here, Jim.
Oh, Jesus.
Even though
this is what we do.
But,
I forgot to make you sign the MDA. I had the MDA forms on the other state account.
Too much salad. Yeah, this is actually...
You never have too much salad. Hey, kids. Life lesson. You can never, no one got fat eating salad.
Yes,
okay? You can never have too much salad. Life lesson, kids.
So you lifelong Canadian?
No, I've gone back and forth to Europe, too. My family was from Portugal, and I immigrated over here.
Oh, okay.
So when I was younger, I went back and forth a lot. But, I mean, it's just nicer, and it's nicer in North America than it is in Europe.
Right, right.
It's just
you ever
been
to the States?
Yes, I've gone to the States a few times. I haven't gone since the, we call it the conversion, since Obama left. We're not supposed to say the T word in the house anymore.
Right.
Oh my
gosh. Right. So we're in the States.
I'm on a Health Canada watch list. Like my name's on a registry for being registered as growing a lot of pot because I can grow it legally. But that being said, as
soon
as
a terrorist
board,
watch
my name is going to come up, and then boom, here we go. As soon as my name comes up on that American computer.
Oh, right, right. So you grow too much marijuana, so they automatically think that you're coming across the border with some weed with you.
So, and it's all legit. Like, I grow for a legit, it's all duty stamped, it's all Health Canada seal.
Right,
it's all
right, right.
Like, nothing is illegal. But gotcha. As far as when you cross the border, though, because who knows what I can be bringing back, right?
They're
do they
looking.
Give,
don't tell.
Fair.
Don't tell the people I used to work for, but America's got way better weed, too. Fuck. Holy shit.
They take time and care. Listen, if there is something that can be done better, America does it. I'm not gonna fucking lie about that.
No, America
does everything the best, and they do it the most. Like
they try.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Syrup.
Oh yeah, you guys got great syrup.
Time and time again, I'm a big proponent of this, but time and time again, America, you know, fuck it. America saved the world time and time again because America said, "Fuck that, let's do it."
Yeah, I mean, it is. I guess so. But, you know, Joey is the authority when we come to historical battles and history and wars. Joey's the guy to talk to about that type of stuff.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
But, yeah, I've never been to Canada. I'd like to visit the North America. But I hate hate the cold. I like the cold, but, God, when I've lived down here now for... Jesus Christ, 20 plus years. And I mean, it never gets below, you know, I don't know. What do we got? 40? It was 27 in the morning the other day, but that was for about 5 hours. And then it was in the 70s. So we're way south. We're way south Florida. It's hot here all the time.
Very hot. Very hot.
I couldn't imagine minus 40. Jesus Christ.
Dude, it's for real, man. I got like 4 feet of snow. around there. Like, it's everywhere, right? Like, you have to, like, trench it out with a tractor sometimes just to be able to get around. That's why we don't kill a lot of animals in the wintertime.
Yeah, my blood would freeze. My blood would freeze in my veins. I couldn't handle it.
What's the hardest part of
goat? I'm sitting up. The hardest part of what?
Goat farming. Like, what's the challenge with the goats? What are they?
The hardest challenge with fucking goats is escape. Those little fucking assholes, man.
They try to get out.
They climb, they fight, they fight. They don't care. They don't care. It's a game. It's a game.
Right. Well, what else do they have to do? They just try to break out all day. That's it.
I bought one of those electric fence kits. I live like right beside some crown land, so I can lease land and then put my goats onto government land. But you got to fence them in, right? You got to prove you can fence them in. So
right.
I'm going to buy this fencing kit, and it's 4x4 electric fence, okay? Wow. 4x4 inches, and it's a net, and it's, you know, 150 feet. I got two of them linked up with a big solar battery on top. Nope. They'll just keep hitting it one after the other
out.
Until the battery is done, and then they squirm underneath. So now I got up to 4 car batteries last year before I had enough amperage they wouldn't kill it at night, and, like, I couldn't charge it fast enough.
Great.
Like,
now, did they go... Do they go off to slaughter?
They all go off to slaughter because there's really there's no real market for dairy goat milk. Like, I'd have to have quite the large operation. I like to keep maybe 20 goats at a time, and unless you're going to do 50 or 60. So the milk is hard because where I live, it's like Michigan. So it's like super, super white people, big trucks, guns. I want big steak. They don't want fucking heirloom goat milk. You know, white, like, you got to be down in Toronto and get that clientele.
Do you ever get attached to any of the goats?
I did. The first two goats we had, my little girl bottle fed them. They were called Coco and Ruby. And we bred them a little while. We had those for about 18 months. And I remember we had to wait. We had to wait until the kids all went down south to visit family before I could take use here. If I want to sell the meat, I can't just kill it at my house. I have to drive it live to a slaughterhouse and then leave it there and walk away. It's so sad.
That's the worst.
So sad. So we stopped doing that, and that's when I found out about the halal butchers, where I bring it there, and I can wait there and watch them do it, and it's very hygienic and very quick and very clean. They snap right through it.
I've seen where, not with goats, but with steers and large cows, where they come out to the farms and they have a truck and they slaughter the animal right there in the truck. It's pretty impressive. I mean, and it's quick too. I mean, they go in there and they get to work. I mean,
that's not legal in my province for sale. I can do that.
Oh, gotcha.
Or if I hunt, like if I grab a big bear or a moose or something,
uh-huh.
I can have someone come in and do it, but I'm kind of cheap.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
I'll just do a really horrible job myself and save the money.
Ah, I mean, really shit. Job. If it's yours, who cares, you know?
If you don't mind cooking meat on a bone, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck it. But yeah, we have a restaurant out near the beach by us. It's a pretty upscale place too. I mean, it's they've got a pretty ritzy clientele, and one of their menu items is goat tacos. And I'm gonna tell you, it's pretty tasty. I'm not gonna lie, I've had it. It tastes pretty good. They make goat tacos, so pretty interesting. But yeah,
it is by far like a red meat. Like when mine come out, it's almost like a tenderloin the whole way through.
Right,
just so tender and fat, right? Because they've been living that. Every couple of days, I move them to fresh pasture. They never have to fight. There's always something green and delicious.
They're always
yummy,
eating.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Always yummy. Eating. So you're into what? You're into Star Wars, all that stuff, right?
I definitely would say I love the Star Wars.
Yeah.
I like watching the movies. I have a lot of time on my hands in the wintertime.
Oh, I would imagine. Jesus. I mean, I'd be snowed in with 4 feet of snow. I couldn't move.
Diesel fixes a lot of problems, man.
Oh, I can imagine.
America, if America's taught us anything, it's diesel fixes a lot of fucking problems.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
American diesel,
mean?
Man.
Oh, look, I just turned the tractor on. The tractor doesn't give a shit about
snow. Oh, okay. So you're not burning the snow.
And I wanted a cigarette, so I just turned my Silverado on. Fuck it. Just let it run for 20 minutes. I'm sitting there and it's warm. I don't give a shit.
There you go. American muscle.
I heat my house with wood, and I shit in a hole in the back of my property, so I figure it's like you know, environmental karma. I get to burn a little extra diesel.
You
I get to burn
well.
A little extra.
You're lowering your footprint.
I made my own well. I made my own water well, so I get to burn a little extra diesel.
There you go. Fuck
fair. Fucking
you might as well. So what part of the robot variety show, and you passed by this robot variety show, and you said, God damn, I need to talk to these fucking guys. They are crazy. Do you do a lot of twitching? Are you on Twitch a lot?
Yeah, I do. I hop on Twitch, and then usually I only have a couple of shows I've been listening to for a while that migrated to Twitch.
Okay.
But then otherwise, yeah, a lot of times if they're not on, I hit that random discovery. Like, I usually go to the talk show and podcast section.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just because I find those shows, like, there's not as many viewers, but a lot of times those shows are much more produced and much more easier to follow. And I just let it run in the background.
Yeah, we're just,
we love podcasts.
Yeah,
we like to listen to podcasts. I listen to a Canadian podcast, Film Junk. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually started listening to them today. They're out of Canada. Is it Toronto they're out of?
Yeah,
they do Film Junk. It's a good one. But yeah, we're just trying to get this started, getting off the ground here. We're uploading our episodes onto Anchor, too. So you could listen to, which once you upload it onto Anchor, it goes to all the major podcast distribution, Apple and Spotify and all that stuff.
Nice.
And you could, I mean, Jesus, we're almost 2.5 hours in on this one. And you could just listen and go. Listen.
I don't think
and,
we're going to make it to our second topic tonight.
Yeah, this is we've
What's
gone.
The second topic.
The second topic, Joey. Go ahead with the second topic.
Well, the second topic is the movies we're most looking forward to for 2020.
Ooh,
that's a meaty, rich. Goat stew subject. That is
goaty stew. We're a little behind though where I come from too. So like we haven't gotten the Frozen or the Star Wars yet where I live.
Really?
They're coming.
Oh, you got
Spoiler alert! You haven't watched the new Star Wars yet.
I haven't watched the new Star Wars yet, and I haven't watched the new Frozen yet.
Man.
And, dude, it's just we have one movie theater that plays fucking one movie a night at 7 o'clock.
Right? Holy crap.
Sometimes it's the same movie all week. So I think Frozen was, like, the Christmas time movie cause just because all the kids were off, right?
What about Letterkenny? Do you watch that?
I have seen Letter when I was on the fire department. That was, like, our every Saturday night we were doing maintenance. The guys would blast that on the big screen. Holy shit.
That's so you're a firefighter anymore or are you full-time into the farm?
The firefighting here is volunteer, man. I live in my township's 400 people.
Oh, okay.
So we're a group of 20 guys.
Tug on your nuts, tit fucker.
What the hell?
James knows all about the firefighting, but he made the right choice in life. My other brother's a firefighter. He's
Look, man, there's a lot of guys that do that shit professionally, and a lot of the guys I work with are pros. I am definitely not a pro. I'm good at, like, hey, Jim Sally, grab that big, heavy generator and carry it over there to that thing.
Lift this heavy thing up, put it over here. That's funny. Down here we don't have...
There is two joints in my glove box.
We have some volunteer guys, but the most part they're all county employees, county and city employees down here for firefighting.
You guys are in Florida, though. Firefighting's for real. Like, for us, nothing's going on fire right now.
Yeah.
Everything's covered in 4 feet of snow.
Right, yeah.
Your house burns up, get out, on fire. I guess. Get out. Here's a cell phone. Call the insurance company. Is everyone out? Okay. Sorry about your dog. We're not going anymore.
So our fire guys run with our EMS guys. So every call they go to, it's a fire EMS call. You know, they'll show up with a...
Crashes. Those refusals and...
Yeah.
Except when they're fighting off sharks.
Yeah, so... But yeah, we have a very active fire paramedic department down here. Very active.
We had, I think, 12 calls last year altogether.
Wow.
And a few of those were, like, my carbon monoxide detector went off.
Really? Like, James, yeah, station 9.
Yeah.
How many calls they run a night?
You mean one?
No. What's the one off of by Easy Street? Isn't that 9?
Station 1.
1. How many calls are running on?
A lot.
Like 30?
Oh, a lot!
Oh, yeah. They'll run 30 calls a night. It's pretty insane. Especially, what about by you, Joey? The freaking fire calls they got up there. Oh, he took his headphones off.
No, I'm back.
Fire calls up by you.
America's Heroes. Let's see. Their TV shows get disturbed a lot. So, like, the government area I work, I think there's, like, 6 stations. But we have... Never mind. But anyway, they work a lot. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's... There's fire so random, you know, rare. Mostly it's medical calls and crashes.
Right.
You know, once in a while, down power line, gas leaks, things like that.
A lot of crashes. But yeah, so the thing I have pictured in my head for your town where you live in right now is this is what I have pictured in my head. Right now, all I can think about is that town. What was the Josh Hartnett movie, Joey, with the vampires?
40 days a night.
30 days. That is in my head, that's what I'm thinking about right now.
It is kind of creepy. I do live in one of those little nestled lake countries where all the houses are fucking either brand spanking new or 150 years old.
That's great. Oh, that's nice, though. I mean, you know, that's nice.
It is great living in a small town. Wait a minute. The second topic of the show was definitely not supposed to be Jim Sally's small town.
Well, Jim, you were man enough to call in, and we're talking to Jim Sally.
What do you mean man enough? Like, we weren't daring people.
Well, I mean, first of all, anyone could have called in.
Jim had the cojones to call into
Jim
a
Sally
welcoming environment.
Called in. He said, you know what? These guys are going to be something someday, and I'm going to go back and show all the boys at the firehouse when the Robot Variety Show is on the Tonight Show, and he's going to be like, man, I talked to them guys way back when. Damn it, Jim. We love you.
Oh, no, there's far better.
Shucks.
Far better.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, that's great. So am I pretty close with the 30 days of night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like it, man, in the wintertime, I tell you that much.
Oh, I can only imagine. Christmas. Joey, you had something to say?
Yeah, will Jim be listening to episode 2? Is he going to tune in? Is he a fan for life?
Do you have your schedules all made up? Like, is it?
Oh God, not yet.
Nights?
God, no. Well, if you follow us on Instagram or on Twitter, we post when we're going to cast on there, and then you can follow us on Anchor too. If you go to Anchor, we'll upload all the podcasts in audio version.
Bookmark this channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we're just having fun with it. This is, and James is eating a bag of chips, so which is absolutely horrendous for audio. But you know, whatever.
It's great.
Joey's loading his SKS.
Dude, what
magazine.
Are you loading up over there?
It's Florida. Literally, there's guns falling out of the ceiling.
You guys get to have the big guns, man. We don't get to have no big guns up
well,
here.
Well, no, Jim. Listen. I've seen. You don't have to have a stamp to have a short barrel rifle up there, though.
What do you mean? You have to have a license?
No, not a stamp, though. You don't have to pay an extra tax to have a short barrel rifle, like a SBR or a short barrel shotgun.
No, like you get, well, we call them long rifles, yeah. So you can have a, you don't have to pay anything or register it or nothing.
Right,
and then,
yeah.
And then handguns are, it's hard to have a handgun, like unless you're a prospector.
Oh, really?
Or a target range shooter or something. You can own a handgun, but you can only bring it to the shooting range. You can't carry it with you.
Really?
Yeah.
So down here,
even,
obviously.
Even for my own farm, I got to walk around with a Remington 12 gauge. That's what I got to use to take animals out. I can't just go out with a little 22 Ruger. Nope. I got to walk out with a giant, huge, loud 12 gauge.
Oh, geez.
Otherwise, it's not legal.
Yeah, we have down here. It's very simple. You don't need much to own a handgun or a shotgun or a rifle. The only thing that they get you on is if it's short barreled or automatic.
So why?
So if it's
automatic,
all that stuff is outlawed up here, man. You're gone.
Yeah, you're paying $200. If you pay $200 for your tax stamp and wait about a year, you get to have your toys. So. And then some people don't have to pay those tax stamps. They just get to get them for
man. I had to do like a 30-hour course.
Really?
And I had to submit all my information to the Mounties, and they do like these criminal record checks. They like they'll randomly call people. Like, they might call your boss, they might call your mother-in-law, they might call your wife, just to like, is this person got a screw loose? Is it okay for them to have rifles at all? Like, do you have an issue? And then you wait. It can take a month or 2 months or 3 months, but then you'll get your card in the mail, and then that gives you acquisition to buy just what we call long rifles. So, like, small caliber. Anything's got to be 20 feet long or 20 inches long, the barrel. But any caliber you want, which is nice. If you're up north where I am, they just let you have any caliber you want.
Oh, you down need south, some.
I think 243 is the cap down south.
You need something to drop a bear up there or a moose in its tracks. You don't want to be fucking around with a 223 when a moose comes by.
Boy, 12 gauge does a pretty good job.
Oh, I can imagine. It's one
messy,
out slug.
But it does a pretty good job. Yeah, but how many guns am I going to keep on the fucking tractor? Like, I can have one gun on the tractor. I keep a big shotgun on the tractor.
That's funny. It's funny. I was surprised with the Canadian border crossing policy. It was it's pretty in depth. You know, you can't go to Canada if you've been convicted of a crime in America. They won't let you in. That's crazy.
Yeah, sorry.
I had a guy that I knew was going to Alaska, and they were traveling through Canada, and they wouldn't let him through Canada because he had like a DUI conviction or something.
I was gonna say
that.
drinking and driving. You take that shit seriously up here, man.
Yeah. So they ended up having to like charter a flight around Canada.
Oh.
So that's funny. So are we gonna wrap it up with keeping our list of 2020 movies?
I think we should, preserve that one. Maybe let's do that one for the next one.
Because we're 3 hours deep, and Jim has been a bright spot. Jim has been a bright spot in other a dismal episode of the Robot Garage.
What are you talking about? You're just getting it going.
He's been a bright spot. I really enjoyed Jim's call. It's been interesting talking to him and knowing about the culture and the flavor of Canada.
And the hot gun talk. International
we had
gun
some
talk.
Hot gun talk. Yeah,
hot international gun talk.
Yeah, we're breaching the borders here of international diplomacy. Who's with the northern neighbor. Well, I think we're probably going to end the cast for the evening.
We'll hit that the movie topic next time.
So, Jim, you have our social media outlets?
For sure, man. Give us a chance at the same time.
Yeah, just keep an eye on those, and we'll post when we're going to stream next. And you give us a call in. Give us some hot topics.
Would you say that right now you could label Jim a super fan?
Oh, Jim is a super fan, definitely.
Absolutely.
I could foresee.
Number one fan.
Yeah,
Jim,
number,
spread the word,
literally
man.
Number one fan.
Like,
you are literally one. Down as fan... Number one.
Literally number one and only fan.
So all your Canadian
folks.
Do
like some Canadian Tire money or something and give me like fan bucks or something every time you call in, and then like, as long as I keep a perfect streak, no one will ever beat my record.
I think you can make that happen, Jim.
I mean, we have exclusive merchandise, right?
Yeah, we do have merch. We're going to have merch shortly.
Yeah, it's got wonderful handmade playset.
Do you offer internship for college?
Possibly. Maybe even a spot on our Patreon for free. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And that'll give you access to exclusive episodes and unaired, unedited podcasts of the nature that we won't broadcast out for normal people. So, I think it's a sweet deal, Jim. I think it's definitely a sweet deal.
Well,
so.
I'm gonna call the lawyer in the morning and just see if we can draft up a contract or something. You know how we are.
Draft something up and we'll get it moving.
You know,
keep it
all legit.
Yeah, keep it all on board. Upboard.
Okay.
Upboard. All right, so Jim, we're gonna sign off for the night, okay? And what's our sign off gonna be, Joe Radish? Is it gonna be ta ta and farewell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
James, can you play us that? Can you play us the outro of our gentleman friend?
Todd, farewell.
Just that portion. Just that portion for us, please. Jim, we have a great outro here for you. Let's see if I can pull it up.
You guys, You guys really went all out for me this episode, man.
I mean, listen, we
I feel bad. I didn't pre-record anything for you.
I got it, James. I got it. We did not know you were calling, but
we had to expect it when we put that number out.
You want me to play the whole video?
Nope. I got it right here. Hang on, I'll screen share. Hang on. Okay. Jim, this is going to be our outro for the night. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Take it easy, Jim.
This right here is one of the best men ever to grace the YouTube channels. Ready?
Ready.
Ta-ta and farewell.
Ta-ta and farewell.
Ta-ta and farewell.
Greatest guy ever. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling in. And next time we're on the air, make sure you give us a ring back. All right, buddy?
Be sure, guys. You stay frosty.
All right, you too, buddy. Have a good night.
Bye, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Frosty.
All right, guys. Gentlemen. That is a successful podcast end.
Is it?
With Jim. And
was that James? James, were you eating those chips that whole time?
I was. I was really.
Wait. I thought it was him.